Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're here in McAllen, Texas, where just moments ago, a busload of children were picked up by a church group. Now, we've seen the reports coming out of the South American countries. Many children are coming from these South American countries, surrendering themselves to Border Patrol, at which point they come to a place like this, or they're picked up by a church group, and then they end up at a military base. Now, as you can see behind me, there's a van that's ready to transport some children. I'm not sure if they're going to a military base. I'm not sure if they're going to another church facility. But as you recall, our reporters went to San Antonio, Texas, and encountered some children at a base there. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to come to this country. I understand this is the greatest country in the world, despite the problems that we have. But you have to do this the legal and lawful way, especially when we have veterans who cannot get care at the VA facilities, especially when we have veterans who are homeless in the United States of America. Yet we're bringing in people from other countries and housing them at our military bases. Right now, we see a van load of children. As I previously mentioned, they just recently entered this van. Now, where they're going, we're not sure, but we have very good reason to suspect these are illegal immigrants. Now, just moments ago, as we were watching that van leave, another van pulled up, more kids got in, and were taken off. Now, as I said, these children oftentimes are coming from Central American countries. They get picked up by a church group, they get picked up by the Border Patrol, they surrender themselves, and they end up at a military facility. Now, it just doesn't seem right to me that these children are at military facilities when our own veterans are sleeping homeless on the streets. You can come to this country, but you have to do it the legal and lawful way. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
And our reporters are on the ground. They filed that at about 6 a.m. this morning on the Texas-Mexico border. Hiding in plain view is not the immigration crisis that the mainstream media keeps calling this, as if it just happened like a tornado or a hurricane or an earthquake. The issue is this is premeditated. Premeditated trafficking of children by the federal government and its NGOs that are like Acorn. And we're looking into the organization, we're looking into the white vans, we're looking into that, but now they have found, since they filed this report this morning, they have found where the vans are indeed going. It's churches, and then they're staging them from there on flights and other bus rides around the country. And they're telling anybody from Latin America, you can get here, vans are waiting. And you're also, in many cases, bused to military bases. So this is a premeditated operation. I mean, we know it is by Obama and the globalists. We're looking at specific groups and organizations on the Texas border, and they're going to have more video stills and more. The crew went down there yesterday, and Jakari Jackson and others are doing a great job with Don Salazar and John Baum, and we're going to have a report from them later in the transmission once we get details together. At about 12:30 or so today, about an hour and a half from now. Dr. Stan Monteith is going to be coming on the radio broadcast as well. I know he doesn't want to make an issue out of it, but he's been fighting the globalists for 50 years, syndicated radio host, good friend of mine, and he's had some health issues as of late, and I will see if he'll talk about that on air for folks, but serious health issues. And you notice he hasn't been doing his own radio shows as much as he had been. So he'll be joining us, a living legend for liberty. 30 minutes is all he can do. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour today. Now, that said, we're going to cover the huge situation in Iraq when we come back. More on the move to get our guns. And we're going to get into a lot of other important information here on the radio today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the two main websites.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
The headline is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Church group ships illegals deeper into the United States is the headline. Obama has encouraged illegals worldwide to come here. They will be instantly legalized once they get here, including children. So parents are now dumping their children off on aircraft or on Greyhound buses on the U.S. side of the border. Church groups affiliated with the Democratic Party load the illegals up, ship them in, and they are home free. Get them signed up for welfare, and then the churches get a nice cut of that in donations. So that's how that works. And then they vote to take our guns. They vote to fully enslave the nation. And that is the program. And they've done it in Europe as well. DrudgeReport.com. Link to our article. Churches aiding invasion of illegals. That's right. That's what's going on here. That is exactly what's going on here. And above that article, teenage Latin horde, more than 35,000 entering Texas each month. That's a low number. And our people are there as buses pull up every few minutes, dumping off teenagers between 14 and 18. I guess because it's seen that, oh, it's the children. We've got to give them free welfare. This is incredible. Meth pours into Central California. Migrant surge jams border. American IT workers forced to train guest workers hired to replace them. That's from Computer World. GOP demands Obama deploy National Guard. Washington Times. Churches aiding invasion of illegals. Infowars.com. Teenage Latin horde. National Review. I mean, and then they spin it in the media like, don't you want to be nice to Latin Americans? What, you don't like them? Ladies and gentlemen, they're advertising that the border's totally open and anybody can come here and have a baby for free or anything. We're going completely bankrupt. And again, I'll be honest with you. These people are all pro-gun, pro-liberty, pro-freedom. We do need more people in this country because we've aborted 53 million Americans since Roe v. Wade in 74. Roe v. Wade was in 73, but started in 74, abortion wholesale. But this is people with diseases, people with criminal records, people with no hope, people that are destitute, people with no education. It is the dregs of Latin America. 80% of immigration to the U.S. is now from Mexico alone, folks. That's why we talk about, that's the illegal immigration, 80%. That's why we talk about Latin America all day. Latin America's population is doubling every 30 years. And they're being taught in Latin America that America, that the American taxpayer is a piece of garbage, devil, gringo, pig, who was born to be los reconquistas by the La Raza. And it's all racial nomenclature funded by the Ford Foundation, the CIA, and others to make sure Latin America never becomes free. Latin America would be a wonderful place if they ever had any freedom. I'm trying to preserve a little bit of freedom we've got left here. This is chaos. The globalists are moving on every front to implode the world. They're putting Nazis in to overthrow Ukraine, start a war with Russia. Head of NATO says that Russia considers them to be an opponent, so they're preparing for basically war with Russia when the West is starting with Russia. Again, I'm not on, quote, Russia's side, but Russia's doing nothing to me. The giant embassy that cost $10 billion or whatever to build in Baghdad is falling to Al-Qaeda right now. USA Today reports, U.S. evacuates embassy as bombs fighting rock Iraq and as Al-Qaeda begins to enter the city. And this, ISIS or ISIS group, folks, is Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia. Kurt Nemo wrote two articles yesterday. In fact, I meant to pull those. Guys, will you pull me out of the news archive? Thank you. And we have a skeleton crew today because John Bowne's down at the border. He'll be joining us bottom of next hour. And quite frankly, I've now reached the point where I'm having trouble doing this radio show. It's like reporting from a command base that's falling and being completely overrun. It's like saying Imperial troops have entered the base, Imperial troops have entered the base. To use a cheesy analogy from Empire Strikes Back. And the general public still has no idea that worldwide the criminals that run our country are imploding us financially, imploding our borders, imploding Eastern Europe, imploding Iraq. Mainstream news admits in the back of the paper, yeah, Saudi Arabia and the West helped arm this ISIS group, ISIS group, in areas they controlled in Syria to now pour across and take over Iraq. That was always the plan. And they've got the police nationwide training right now to take on the Tea Party veterans and gun owners. And they're going to do it and cause a civil war here, just like they're doing in Iraq or Syria or Ukraine or Libya or Egypt. This is global Illuminati revolution. This is what they did in France. They tried to do it here, but patriots took it over away from them and redirected it, so we got the Republic. And from the time of the Jacobins in 1800, they have always been swearing to retake this country. And it is a political philosophy of order out of chaos. And until the public figures that out, we don't have a snowball's chance in Hades of doing anything about this. I mean, this is so serious that I'm like someone that's lost family members. I mean, this watching this country die. I mean, I'm not putting on a joke here. The crew knows it. I'm barely, almost didn't go on air today. Because I don't know if I can sit here for 3 hours and even look at this going on anymore. Man, I mean, and then I look at the yuppies who've been pre-programmed to take everything like it's no big deal. And to take the border being fully imploded and Democratic Party operative churches. I mean, the Catholic Church called for it 2 years ago. All these big Baptist churches, Methodist churches, I don't care who they are, they're doing it. Down there busing the illegals in, saying all immigrants are just humans, let them in. But I can't go to any of their countries and get anything free. No, it's only politically correct that we pay for everything, and it's a total plan. And then even the Liberty Movement doesn't understand what's happening to them. I see the headlines about crisis on the border. It's not a crisis in the word the people are saying, like it just happened. We've got on screen right now, if you're a TV viewer, shots of the buses coming in from Mexico with the kids with no parents being put on church buses and shipped to churches. And we've got our reporters there. I want them to tenaciously go in and say, who's funding this? And where are these children's parents? And nicely ask, you know, oh, so these children are from Mexico. And again, there's no border patrol now. They've been told, stand down. At the border, the buses pull in, past the border patrol. They pull up, their kids get off, they get on buses and come into the U.S. They're in the U.S., but if I want to go to Mexico and I fly in, why's your passport only got a year left on it? What are you carrying in your bags? Are you a drug dealer? And I always look at them. I'm flying in from Europe, doesn't matter. And I go, everybody knows the government ships most of the drugs in and launders the money. I don't have any drug record. You just scanned my passport. This is all just social engineering to make me feel like I'm a bad person that can't be trusted. You know this country's wide open. Folks, I've been flying all over the country and seeing the illegals waving a piece of paper, consul matricula, and the TSA takes them to the head of the line and they let them through with no proof. The truth is, it's all a joke, okay? The TSA and the Border Patrol are there to train us. Now, the Border Patrol has been doing a hard job for a long time. Now they're like TSA And they don't like what's happening. But now they're being told, you're there to supply diapers and hot formula to the illegal alien babies when the mamas get off the planes and when the mamas come across. I mean, this is 100% premeditated revolution against this country. And it's the MS-13 and the Mexican mafia and all of this, totally racial, totally criminal, totally dedicated, all over the United States. I mean, really, they don't really target white people. The MS-13 and targets other Hispanics and blacks. And that's a well-known phenomenon from Texas to California. Of some weekends, 20-plus blacks are shot as their old gang territories are destroyed and shoved into tiny black islands. That's part of what's going on in Chicago. I mean, this is just a mess, folks. This is a total mess. There it is. Mexican cartels allegedly hired MS-13 to carry out torture operation in Minnesota. And these drug cults worship the Grim Reaper, folks. So they're all, it's a death cult. Into being killed. So the police are scared of them, too. Just totally desperate people from a totally failed, collapsed Mexico, where now a female and male version of the Grim Reaper are worshipped. I'm not talking about Day of the Dead, folks, where you remember your ancestors. I'm talking about actual death worship. And the average American has no idea what's even going on. I mean, this country is in free fall right now. Free fall. This is the age of revolution. The globalists are bringing in the collapse worldwide. Undoubtedly, this is only the beginning. It's only going to accelerate now. And we're just sitting here watching it.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Preacher man, oh, tell me, heaven is on the earth.
I am not trying to be negative here.
What life is really worth.
But
it's a all that Peter is cold.
We are facing 21st century warfare right now. And I don't know how much worse it's got to get before people stop complying with the system. We have a system where justice has been turned on its head, where everything is inverted. I mean, you can type into a search engine, churches call for borders to be opened, churches call for all migrants to be legalized. That's 7 billion people. That destroys markets. When someone at IBM, all the IBM engineers I know 4 of them, in a neighborhood I lived in years ago, stayed in contact with them, all of them lost their jobs in the last 4 or 5 years. They were made to train Indian replacements who were paid about a quarter what they are, and then they lost their jobs, and then their Indian replacements trained more Indian replacements, and then they had their pay cut even more, and then IBM moved to India. And the standard was so low that it didn't even raise the standard of the Indians. See, you would pay the Indians a good amount and pay the Americans a good amount, and then everybody could buy services from each other, and that raises the standard. Ross Perot talked about this. This is well-known economics 101. If you want economics to pay your people enough so they can buy your Ford Model T. That's not done now. And it's done to destroy the country. And it's that issue that I come to grips with. That now the illegals are here being hired. And they're replacing what's left of American workers. And then those people just go on the unemployment rolls or get a part-time job. And then you can't pay the taxes and regulations with a part-time job, so you finally give up and go on welfare. And they've got well over 50% now on welfare. Over 100 million people are on welfare now. And I said that in a video last week. And I saw comments on the YouTube saying, you're a liar, 100 million aren't on welfare. So I went and I searched it, and there it was, 101,800,000+ about a month ago from the Department of Labor and Statistics saying that. 100+ million people are on welfare of some form or another, right at 50 million on food stamps on top of it. What do you do under an Agenda 21 Cloward and Piven program, and we're living it, and it's going to destroy the country, and it's going to turn us into a third world hell pit with cops in black uniforms with machine guns everywhere like North Korea, and our government is openly arming al-Qaeda and other Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia, all over the Middle East, set them up a base on the Iraq border with Syria, and then launched this ISIS attack, launched this ISIS attack. Now, there's the headline. Over 100 million now receiving federal welfare. Let's scroll down. That's out of the Washington Examiner. But the figures are out of the U.S. Census Survey of Income Program Participation, Senate Budget Committee. Yeah, 100+ million. And then that's not counting the 30 million illegals. And then I'm sitting here knowing all the players, knowing the groups. Baghdad's about to fall with that $10 billion embassy. It's a giant torture control base. It's going to be a Saudi Arabian command base hooked into all the wireless cameras and surveillance grids so that Saudi Arabia, through Iraq, can now launch an attack on Iran, a replay of the Iran-Iraq war of the 80s. And our controlled corporate whore media knows the public so neutralized and brain damaged that they're telling them that Obama, you know, doesn't know what to do to fight al-Qaeda taking over Iraq. It's all premeditated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I just talked to our four reporters, three reporters and a camera person, on the Texas border where buses are coming across without Border Patrol being allowed to inspect them, disgorging groups of youth from Latin America, mainly Mexico, who are then loaded on buses and other vans and taken to private churches and other facilities all over the country. The churches are premeditatedly being involved in this lawless takeover that is sanctioned by the government and the trafficking of the young children into the nation that Obama has encouraged. Our reporters are going to some of these churches right now. Then they're going to go back and show more video of the illegals disgorging. Now, dinosaur-run media will not cover this, or they call it a crisis that just happened. We don't know why. All of Latin America is in deep trouble. Even countries that were doing better like Brazil are. The Caribbean's crime rate has more than doubled. Just type in the search engine, Caribbean crime rate increases. It's all falling apart. The world is in a global depression. And Obama is saying, if you can get here, you're legal. 30,000+ children a month at one border area of Texas alone that the Border Patrol is catching and then been ordered to release And I have the Huffington Post right here, because I mentioned this earlier, and the crew Googled it. Church groups ship illegals deeper into the U.S. Why DHS detainment facilities, military bases are swamped. Church groups welcome illegals with open arms. The Tea Party's reporting on that. And then I have the Huffington Post article right here about a tweet put out last week. New annual job rating areas, babysitting, diaper changing, burrito wrapping, cleaning cells. What's this? That's put out by the Border Patrol. And they responded, the Huffington Post went with this, saying, you're a racist. Let the racism flow. Folks, imagine if 30 million Americans, black, white, Hispanic, showed up in Mexico City or in Caracas or in Brasilia or in, I don't know, what's the capital of Guatemala? And said, hey, we're landing, we're here for the free stuff. They would laugh at you, throw you into jail for a week, beat you up, suck 50 grand out of your family, or you would starve in a dirt bottom jail. You get caught doing one illegal thing in Mexico, being drunk driving, anything, they're going to beat the hell out of you and suck and run a credit check on you and take your money. And that's called loving and good. They'll do it to white, Hispanic, black. They don't care. But that's okay. But you go to the United States and do it. Oh, my gosh, open arms. This is how political correctness was designed to kill us. And the country's going to collapse. So, hey, if you don't like, you know, having a job and owning your own house and prosperity, you should love this, because just watch. This country is going to be in total depression beyond what it's already in when they're done with this. It's a stated plan. And again, I am not ashamed to sit here and talk about this, but I will say to you again, I don't say this because they're pushing the race. Their race label stuff means nothing to me. I could care less what color you are. This is a globalist program. Just like I oppose the globalists turning Iraq over to Al-Qaeda and killing every Christian they find, every Shiite they find. It's offensive, evil, proxy civil war. I oppose putting actual Heiling Hitler Nazis in control of Ukraine and calling it a peaceful revolution and calling it an elected government when it wasn't. I just oppose evil. I oppose injustice. It's not like I'm even some goody two-shoe. You let evil run rampant, it's over, folks. Now, he's going to be with us a little bit in the next hour, and then he's got to go. Dr. Stan Monteith of RadioLiberty.com has been fighting tyranny for over 40 years. 35 years, he was an orthopedic surgeon in Santa Cruz. He led a delegation of physicians to the House Delegates of California Medical Association for 10 years. He's reached millions of people. He's a best-selling author. He wrote AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, and documented that it was basically a bioweapon pointed at minorities. And he's an amazing individual, and he spoke. We ought to find that and play it tonight, intersperse it with this interview. He spoke a few years ago when I spoke to a packed crowd in Santa Monica. That was another speech I gave. That was in Santa Cruz, there for the KSCO folks. And he doesn't like to talk about it, but I wonder why, when I heard his local radio show, when I heard him a local affiliate, he's out in California, when I heard it here in Austin, why I wasn't hearing him on the air anymore. So I made some phone calls and learned that he has a very serious form of cancer. I know he's 80 plus years old, and nobody lives forever, but I hope he can stay here a lot longer. This is a guy that's broadcast 6 hours a day on four different radio shows he would do to over 100 affiliates for decades. And when we talk about the icons like Ron Paul and so many others that have come before us, the Red Beckmans, the G. Edward Griffins, the Anthony Suttons. There have been so many. Dr. Stan Monteith is owed just an incredible debt. And that's why people tell me how great I am all day, or what a wonderful job I've done. Again, he isn't here for credit. He doesn't want credit. He didn't want to talk about his illness. But I want everybody to pray for Dr. Stan, but also just be thankful for Dr. Stan Monteith. Because so much of what we know today was because of him. And he has a book and film archive that he's offered for us to go into and copy. We haven't had the time or energy. We were out here interviewing him a few years ago. He had the flu and would go and lay down, because we'd flown out there, for about 30 minutes, go be sick in the bathroom, come out, do 30-minute interview. come back and do it again. That's the dedication of a doctor, a medical doctor, like Ron Paul, like Dr. Larry McDonald. So many of the great super patriots have been medical doctors, and we just are so thankful for Dr. Stan Monteith. And I know today before he came on, he said, I don't want to talk about me. He told the folks this morning, I don't want to talk about my illness. I want to come on and talk about what's happening in Iraq and what's happening here and about the big picture. But I talked to him before the break. I said, people care about you, and we need to talk about it and discuss it. So Dr. Stan Monteith, thank you so much for coming on with us, my friend. And we just are really thankful for all you've done. How many years have you been fighting the New World Order? I know it's over 40, isn't it?
Started in 1962, so it's been 52 years.
52, okay. I was going off an old bio, so 52. Tell folks a little bit about yourself, because, and tell folks about what you're going through right now.
Well, basically, I'm retired orthopedic surgeon. I do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, and what a privilege it is to get the information out. Now, as far as my illness is concerned, I have a T-cell lymphoma, which, of course, I had no idea until suddenly the lymph nodes came up all over. But fortunately, why we have here in Santa Cruz some excellent conventional doctors tied into Stanford, and they started me on chemotherapy, and all the lymph nodes are gone. Now, I also certainly am taking the finest alternative medicine, and we have several friends I've known for many years. One of them, Dr. Russell Blaylock, I think he's the finest alternative medical specialist in the country, and he's outlined a program for me of alternative treatments. And the amazing thing is about the alternative treatments is they potentiate the action of the chemotherapy. The chemotherapy just kills every cell, kills all the every new cell that comes up, all the normal T cells, all the cells in your bone marrow, they kill everything. And basically, that is bad, and they kill everything that is good. Well, basically, the alternative medicines potentiate the action of the chemotherapy and killing the bad things, but actually protect the good cells. So this is what we're doing. And all in all, I feel pretty good. I feel very, very tired, but my mind is working. And we have 6 treatments. We've actually had 4 of them now. And I'm guardedly optimistic about it, what's going to happen. All we can do is wait and see and pray. It's really in God's hands. But we do covet the prayers of your listeners, Alex, and hope that people, if God wants to be here for another 3 or 4 or 5 years, why, they will be here. I really sort of want to see what's happening, because we are entering a very, very difficult time, and I'm really very, very concerned about what's going on over there in the Middle East. And let me just comment that basically what we're seeing in the Middle East today with this war in Iraq is exactly what we saw during the Second World War. What am I talking about? Well, basically, we are funding the Shia Muslims in Iraq. We are funding the Sunni Muslims in Iraq. We're funding both sides. And it really doesn't make sense unless you understand World War II. And this is one of my recent studies. And the most frightening thing is the realization that we funded the Nazis all during World War II.
Just like Anthony Sutton, the congressional hearings confirm what McCarthy has said, the Soviets were funded all along by the robber barons, even during the Vietnam War. That's all declassified now. Our own government put Mao Zedong in to kill 80-plus million of his own people. It's the globalists above the nations playing them off against each other.
Absolutely. We funded both sides during the Vietnam War. But more than that, I mean, we funded the Nazis during the Second World War. And basically, the information is there. The books have been written by responsible people. Anthony Sutton wrote about this, and at the time it just didn't make any sense. But now there's a fellow named John Loftus who's written a book called America's Nazi Secrets. And John has had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret.
That's right. He was at the highest levels of the Justice Department and in national security with the FBI. We've had him on the show, and he's confirmed that it wasn't just a rat line, that the Nazis were fully in a double deal with the West. Well, you know about the McCormick-Dickstein committees. Sure. They tried to overthrow the U.S. in the mid-30s, but Smedley Butler blew the whistle on them. We almost went under not even a Nazi regime, but under a eugenics regime funded by the globalists. But then the globalists double-crossed the Nazis themselves. That's why Hitler was on the cover of Time magazine twice as Man of the Year, as a great guy.
Well, you know, one of the most incredible stories is of the escape of Adolf Hitler. Now, I would say that there's not one person in a thousand in America who believes that Adolf Hitler didn't die in the bunker there in Berlin. I mean, we've been told that for years. And yet, of course, I've actually talked to at least three men who've been to South America, who talked to the people who took care of Adolf Hitler till he died in 1965. Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape to South America. He had even lived there comfortably, for a number of years, for almost 20 years after the war ended. And the fact that they've been able to conceal that information from the American people is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over almost every means of dissemination of information in the United States, except for alternative media, which is what you do so well. Well, I mean, this is the most amazing story. We have actually several books written by people who have looked into this, and one was written, I'm sure you know Dr. Jerome Kersey, and he's certainly a very reliable Harvard-trained person, writes for WorldNet Daily, and he's written a book on Hitler's escape. There's another one called The Grey Wolf, another one written by a fellow named Shark, who writes The Shark Hunters, and basically Adolf Hitler escaped. Now, if that is true, then it means that almost everything we have been told by the media through the years is a lie, and as you and I both know, it is a lie. And if until we can get the American people to understand we've been lied to, and we are being lied to, nothing's going to change. But if we're going to turn this thing around, we're going to have to get people informed, and then they're going to have to get involved. And one of the biggest problems is Alex, is that the average individual, well, he may vote or he may not vote, and he's going to tell other people, but people have to start getting involved in the local political system, in their communities. We're going to have to take America back from the bottom up, because there's control from the top down. And basically, the other side's working every day. Our people don't even want to spend one night a week involved. But, I mean, I would say to every one of your listeners, you've got to get started today, putting it at least one day a week in the political process locally, supporting the local politicians who are honest, get rid of the local politicians who are bad, contribute your money, help get the information out, start talking to people, and get them involved in the political process, and simply change our entire local structure. We need to change our boards of supervisors, our city councils, our school boards, and we need to start taking America back, and if we don't do it, we're going to lose by default.
Well, undoubtedly, if it wasn't for you and so many others that came before you in the last 52 years that you've been fighting, they would have already gotten their program through. But in their globalist own words, they admit they're trying to create an artificial synthetic reality for us.
Right.
Encapsulated, where everything's basically like Times Square, with their disinformation overthrowing reality so they can sell us on all the unnatural things they want to do. They want to play God. And when you find out that all the major things we've been told are a lie, and then you look at how anti-human the controllers are, you come to the realization that they are occultist. And I know in your book, bestseller, Brotherhood of Darkness, that WorldNet Daily and others helped put out, that you break this down, all these different cults, all these different groups, Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, you name it, they're all really satellites of the same fellow traveler system. Doctor, can you speak to the Brotherhood of Darkness and what their goal is?
Well, basically, you know, how do you make any sense out of what's going on? People will always tell you the enemy is communism. No, we finance communism. It's inception. The enemy is fascism and the Nazis. And basically, this is all a lie. I mean, how do you understand what's going on? How do you understand the series of wars we had, the First World War, the Second World War, and the coming Third World War? Well, you can only understand this when you understand that there is another force think that the left controls the media. What's going on? The people on the left think that the people on the right control it. And they're both wrong. There is this other group, and I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. But they are made up basically of people of great wealth who are deeply involved in the occult. And they actually rely on supernatural occurrences. They actually have supernatural power. These people have wealth beyond comprehension to the average individual. And we're talking about people like the Rothschilds. We're talking about people like the Rockefellers, the Whitneys, and the dozens of people that Professor Quigley names in his book, A Tragedy in Hope, A History of the World in Our Time.
Stay there, Dr. Stan Monteith. Stay there, my friend. We'll come back and talk about the top of the pyramid, who the Brotherhood of Darkness are, and what their goals are. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check out Dr. Stan Monteith's website, RadioLiberty.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can look it up. 36,000 high-level Nazis in every field of science and politics were brought here and put in charge of the entire bureaucracy in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Anyone who's a graduate student of that age will tell you they were taught by a Nazi in probably half of the departments. It wasn't just NASA. It wasn't just economics. The CIA had Klaus Barbie and all of them brought in top Nazis. I mean, my grandfather used to be a lease hound for oil companies out in West Texas, New Mexico, and the Nazis would live on the bases, and you know, they'd be at the bars, the only place to get a chicken fried steak, and some of the guys, sometimes the Germans would get smart mouthed about, oh, we would have kicked your ass, blah, 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 and there'd be fist fights and things, and I remember him just barely mentioning people getting in fights with them and stuff when I was a little kid, and you hear your grandpa talking about this kind of stuff, and you don't believe, it just sounds crazy. And now they brought in, you know, all these other globalists. They brought in the former East Germans to set up Homeland Security. And it just shows how evil the people are that are running things. So Dr. Stan Monteith was bringing that up. You were getting into the Brotherhood of Darkness, though. It's all about betrayal. And it's always about betraying the last group they funded for the next group. It's full spectrum dominance. It's control both sides of the chessboard. That way you own the board itself, and the public's always opting in to the construct you've given them. But at the top of the pyramid, Dr. Stan Monteith, icon of the Awakening Liberty Movement, what is at the top of the pyramid? What is their end game goal if they succeed?
Well, basically, what is so difficult for most people to believe is that there really is a supernatural component to life. I mean, how we live, we were born, and go through life, we die. But of course, there is certainly much more to life than simply that. There really is a God. There really are supernatural forces. And once you certainly you have a personal relationship with our Lord, or you'll see Him interfering and certainly interjecting Him into your life almost on a daily basis. It's almost impossible to believe, but I'm sure that you and other people who are Christians see that influence.
No, I've experienced so much providence, and then I feel ashamed that I'm given this many chances and this much providence. I mean, is that what it feels like for you?
Amen to that. But God is guiding us, and there's a small number of us who are out there on the front lines of this battle, being protected and getting the word out. And I'm just hoping and praying that more and more people will turn to God and get involved in this. We're not going to be able to defeat of these wicked people on our own, but with God's help we can. We're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is really a spiritual battle. And we need God's help, and God will help us if we ask for it, but unfortunately, America as a nation has rejected God. We are a post-Christian nation, and I really fear that God is going to bring His judgment on this nation. I think that's the biggest thing that we have to look forward to now. In fact, there's one thing that Thomas Jefferson said, I will never forget it. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten? tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And I really fear God is going to bring his judgment on this country unless there is a massive revival. I don't see it coming. My job is to do what I do.
Well, stay there. We're going to come back, sir, with 5 more minutes with you, and then I want to get you back as soon as possible, Dr. Stan Monteef. But here's the issue. In my gut, I feel the hedge of protection is being removed. That's the dread I feel. We see everything accelerating. I want to ask you where that's all going. Then we're going to the border to talk to our reporters.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have our reporters from the border. And the video and the photos they took are being picked up by DrudgeReport.com, Tea Party websites, all of it. It's the illegals getting off buses, being loaded on church vans and being shipped out. That's coming up. Also, hundreds of thousands being taken captive, massive executions in horror as the Saudi Arabian-funded al-Qaeda forces, Drudge has it from the Daily Mail. It's just unbelievable. Engage in the executions of Christians in mass graves. This is just incredible. This is just amazing. We're going to cover all that coming up in the next segment. Dr. Stan Monteef, what I was saying before we went to break is evil's moving on every front right now. I can see that the hammer's dropping. A, do you concur with that? Do you feel it in your spirit? And where do you see everything going?
I think that we are in real trouble. I think America has turned against God, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment. Unless, as I mentioned earlier, we have a massive revival. I don't see it coming, but my job, your job, a small group of people in alternative radio are having an impact. And I will tell you, the other side is worried. In fact, I saw this notation the other day. There was some sort of an article in one of the magazines criticizing these crazy people as a conspiracy. But it said that there are almost 23% of the population really believes there is a conspiracy. Well, I think that's pretty good. And I think we're making progress, Alex. All we can do is keep pushing, but also pointing to this is not simply an ideological battle, it's a spiritual battle, and try to get people to begin looking to our Lord for salvation and basically for strength, because that's where our strength is going to come from. And if we're going to turn this thing around, it's going to be with God's help, not simply on our own effort.
I'm showing images of the al-Qaeda troops that have taken over the ISIS forces, and they are just showing the mass graves, the mass executions. There's even gruesome video of it. I don't know if we're going to show that, but, I mean, this is just wholesale evil. Every Christian they find is killed. Every policeman they find is killed. This is who our government put in and is now funding the destruction of the very same moderates that were put in compared to these people. This is unspeakable evil that's being committed right now, and it just shows the plan they have for us here as well.
They're funding both sides. That's what most people must understand. We are funding the Shias, we're funding the Sunnis, and we should pull out of there completely, and we should demand immediately. In fact, I said yesterday for the first time, actually contacted my congressman and both my senators and said, pull out immediately, and I would suggest that we ask your listeners to send an email immediately to their congressmen and both senators saying pull out. If there was enough of a support across America, we could bring pressure on Obama and he would begin to back down.
Sure. Here's my issue, and I want to have you back up soon and talk about it. I was against going there both times because it was a setup.
Right.
And I know you were as well. The problem is Saudi Arabia and NATO are behind this ISIS takeover. You've got highways for 20 miles full of the al-Qaeda forces. They could highway of death them and destroy them. But Obama acts like he's just fumbling around doing nothing. Don't we have a responsibility if we topple the government to not let al-Qaeda take over?
I think that this is a civil war. You just pull everything out, get out of there completely.
agree with you, that, but that was, you know, back in 1990. Don't let them, you know, do this or let them have a civil war. Now, what I'm saying is the globalists are the ones. This is the same Al-Qaeda group they had attacking Syria. Now they've gone into Iraq. Dr. Stan Monteith, we're all praying for you, brother. Get better. I want to have you back up soon. Godspeed at Radio Liberty. We all owe you a debt. And say hi to your wife and family for you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Story concerning the Texas border and Greyhound buses that are coming across without the Border Patrol even checking them, disgorging illegal alien teenagers, but also young adults with children who are being loaded on vans and taken to facilities all over the country. I mean, this is the end of law and order, the end of the border. And a lot of libertarians will say, whoopee, that's great. That's not libertarianism. Mexico doesn't reciprocate. You can't go to Mexico and have your baby paid for. You can't go to Mexico and get free in-state tuition. You can't go to Guatemala and get that. You can't go to Nigeria and get that. Folks, I think you should really visit Mexico City. I've been there. I think you should visit Guatemala City. I think you should visit Nigeria. I think you should visit Roatan. I think you should visit Honduras. I think you should see it for yourself. There's 7 billion people want to come in this country. And Obama is saying, if you can get here, you're legal. And we have the bombshell video up on Infowars.com. It's gone viral via DrudgeReport.com and a bunch of other sites. Fox News last week and this week has been picking up our videos that we get at the immigration facilities and military bases that no one else is getting other than Breitbart. They're getting stuff in Houston. We got incredible video in San Antonio, now video down in Brownsville and other areas. They're in McCallum. A reporter's going to be there for a couple days, Jakari Jackson and others. And it is showing teenagers loaded off buses at the border, not being searched. And the Border Patrol is on record saying they've been ordered to stand down. This is what's happening in America. This is what's happening at the Greyhound bus terminals. This is the end of the country as we know it. And again, if these were skilled workers from Mexico who were going to come up here and demand good wages and who we could get to vote for the Second Amendment, it actually wouldn't be bad for our economy. This is totally unskilled. This is people that are going to be a total draw on the system. And that's what it's designed to do under Cloward Piven, the Democratic Party plan to bankrupt the social services and bring in total control. To bankrupt the free market. And it is just incredible to see the buses arriving from all over Mexico for the illegals to just be legalized en masse, and then to politically come in and be organized into anti-American brigades, which is what the Democrats are doing. I mean, they're allowed to call Mecha and La Raza. Well, La Raza means the race, and the motto is for those inside the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. It's so over the top, and it's just going to get worse. Like, it's racist if you don't have 100% taxes on you. It's racist if you don't house illegals in your house. Well, they're people too. But then when they take your house because you didn't pay the property taxes, nobody's going to cry for you. When the cops write you 5 tickets even though you can't pay for your kids' lunches, it doesn't matter. Your car's out of inspection. Your tires aren't good. Your license plate's out here. I'm going to write you 4 or 5 tickets. But, sir, I'm bankrupt. Tell it to the judge, lady. Bankrupt America, bottom line. This is a revolution against this country. I want to hear from listeners out there on this subject ahead of our reporters who are going to be doing a live shot anywhere they go. There's just bus terminals and vans, they were telling us. Any town you go to, just arriving, just illegals, just everywhere, massing and being bussed all over the country. It is like a D-Day military invasion. A La Infusora. And you see that on the billboards for Mexican radio stations. La Infusora. 98.9, La Infusora. And then you can look at the billboards called La Reconquista. And again, it's organized by government. Remember, he's a white guy. He's the biggest owner of Spanish TV stations in the country. Came out a few years ago, got picked up by NBC. Drudge picked it up. I remember showing it where they did billboards saying Los Angeles and crossing it out. Los Angeles, USA, and saying Mexico. So playing into that as a sense of national pride, but you can't serve peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at the school cafeteria because that's racist, or you can't dress up like a Native American for Halloween because that's racist, and you can't say the word bossy because it's anti-feminist. Like, everything's racist or anti-woman. Just total political correctness, everyone paralyzed, and then the illegals can say, down with the U.S., you know, this is Mexico. And I have footage of the immigration demonstrations here in Austin with folks hoisting their kids up going, Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. It's in my film Battle for the Republic. And it'd be one thing if Switzerland bordered us, and let's say the Swiss had brown skin, and they were like invading with billions of dollars and invading with the Second Amendment and invading with, you know, prosperity. I'd be like, man, I mean, let me tell you something. Mexico's a beautiful country. If Mexico was like Switzerland, I mean, it was all brown people, but it was free and it was safe at night. You could have guns. I would move there. Okay. I might have moved there when I was 20 and married a senorita. But let me tell you something, folks. It isn't with the people, the way they look, I don't like. It's that it's a failed, collapsed country. I mean, why do you think everybody wants to get out of Mexico and get up here? But then it's like, as soon as you get here, this is Mexico. Liberation theology funded by the Ford Foundation. And I won some art awards when I was in high school and in community college. You know, they put them in state shows and things. And I sold some paintings early on. I would have been a successful artist. Boy, that'd be a lot more relaxing. And they said, we want to take you to the University of Texas for a special event this week. You'll be out of school 3 days this week. And they took me in there. Senior in high school here in Austin. And it was all a UT project talking about how bad America was and how evil America was and how great the planet San Diego was. And all this. And I knew enough about it. I was like, what is this? And I was like, this is like some kind of indoctrination. And they were like, whoa, who is this guy? How does he know this? And they were all freaked out by it. It was a big deal. Because the other young people did not have any idea that they were promoting the plan to kill all Anglo men 16 and above. And then we went out to a rally a few years ago. I have video of this. It was a bunch of the illegals, but also their handlers here, who it turns out in a lot of cases get caught beating them and keeping them as slaves. The truth is, it's just like with the black community. You've got a rich black contingent that Chappelle and others have talked about that manage and control all the other blacks. You're always hearing about the immigration leaders in Austin caught beating people with baseball bats in basements and basically using them as slave labor. And they're coyotes, folks. They're running this giant mass of poor, desperate people from Mexico through their system, feeding on them and acting like they care about them all day. Totally evil. And you'll never hear out of these leftist groups, hey, don't take the Gardasil shot. Hey, don't abort your baby. No. Get up here to America, because again, American citizens are born in Mexico. If you're Hispanic here, you're supposed to abort your baby. So they got black liberation theology. This is what Obama teaches. It's social Christianity. And that's what they taught in Mexico, so that we couldn't be friends, and so we couldn't work together, and it's a shame. So that's all coming up with the guys as soon as they're able to connect at about 40 after. I want to hear from you, though, on the big story. Kurt Nemo did an article about this. ISIS and the plan to balkanize the Middle East, CIA's Benghazi weapons used by ISIS to conquest of Iraq. And Kurt Nemo links to the big think tank statements admitting that Saudi Arabia is funding this through NATO and the proxy armies, and so is the Belfast Times. By the way, this is all admitted. Saudi Arabia, Sunni Caliphate, NATO runs secret terror army in Iraq and Syria, another Kurt Nemo, Alex Jones article. And folks, this is the model, total chaos. You had the Shiites and the Sunnis living in peace now. First, Saddam's put in by the CIA to launch a war against Iran. He fails against that after 8 years. They tell him, go ahead and invade Kuwait. He does. They set him up. They go in. They take him over. They weaken Iraq with inspectors, destroy all their weapons to defend themselves, not endorsing Saddam's, giving the facts, for over a decade. Over 1 million Iraqis die in sanctions. Then another 1 million die from 2003 in the new invasion up until just last year. 1.3 million lands at Medical Journal. Then they're totally weak on their knees, a coalition government. Then they use the bases on the border with Iraq and Syria with al-Qaeda to then reinvade. And, you know, you heard about the Iraqi government fighting al-Qaeda in Tikrit, in Fallujah, and begging the U.S. for help 2 months ago. Help never came. Saudi Arabia poured in 2 weeks ago and is now about to enter Baghdad, has taken the suburbs. The military is collapsing. They're going to get the $10 billion command base and use that as a Saudi Arabian command base to take over all of Iraq with the CIA and globalists aiding them and starting a new operation against Iran. And again, I'm not on Saudi Arabia's side. I'm not on Iran's side. I'm on other sides. The globalists are accentuating a civil war. And it's totally immoral while using the threat of al-Qaeda to take our liberties here in America. And now Lindsey Graham says, give up all your rights. Al-Qaeda's got a base in Iraq. When he knows full well that's what Benghazi was about, was getting those weapons and other systems to him. This is it, folks. Saudi Arabia is taking over with globalist backing.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
The reason the West has produced so much wealth and power is we have all the evil human traits, but also the good ones. But there was a fighting spirit of not giving up. So that meant tyrants got overthrown a lot. Other parts of the world I've studied it in depth and tended to settle into long-term tyrannies. And that's an overgeneralization because societies are all basically identical. Long-term, looking at them, humans act the same. But our world, our country, is going into a mega-tyranny. I've studied how history works. I know you have as well. And it's repeating itself right now. Notice things just get more frantic, more insane, more out of control by the hour. And the statistics show it. And now the globalists are running proxy wars all over the world using destabilization as ways to take over. Think about Methodist churches, Baptist churches, Catholic churches, you name it, are on television saying legalize all immigrants, no borders now. Mexico is a completely collapsed, failed state. Can you imagine if the 100 plus million people that are already down there, not just the 30 million that have come up here plus, just came across and got on welfare, we'd bankrupt today. And that's the plan. Can you imagine if anybody from India or Eastern Europe or anywhere could just come here and then get freebies? What would happen? Well, see, the globalists don't intend for that to happen. They're just going to get enough here to politically balkanize the country and have folks that'll vote to radically destroy the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we're almost there. And these are political Democratic Party voters being organized by these church groups on record. They're on NPR, they're everywhere. They're in an article, video of them, loading up the illegals, trafficking them into the country. This is a revolution. And then meanwhile, all over the world, in Africa and in the Middle East, you name it, they are funding Muslim groups to kill Christians en masse. They are lining up Christians. It's going to be by the hundreds of thousands when it's all said and done, maybe millions. Iraq is one of the biggest minority Christian groups left in the Middle East, and they are exterminating them en masse right now. On record. Al-Qaeda funded by our government. And our media goes, okay, it's a civil war. Sure, we fund both sides. They're not funding both sides. They couldn't just kick Saddam out and then put Al-Qaeda in. That would have been too obvious. They waited a while, and now they're putting them in. I want to hear from you on this, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Talk to JJ, Mark, and others. But this ISIS fly, Al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabian, Wahhabist flags. That's what they are. You can look up the flag of Al-Qaeda. It's what they fly. And there's a disinformation campaign on Infowars.com and YouTube going, this isn't Al-Qaeda. These people fired Al-Qaeda. Iran's with Al-Qaeda. And I saw Fox News in the last break. I was in there, Fox News, in the break room, with an analyst saying Iran's really with Al-Qaeda. I'm not romanticizing Iran. They've got real terrorists. They do stuff. But that's Hezbollah, and Al-Qaeda has nothing to do with Saudi Iran, and everything to do with Saudi Arabia. That's on record. Saudi Arabia and Iran are arch enemies. Saudi Arabia has been getting nuclear weapons now. Last year, threatening to attack Iran, they hate each other. Mecca is in Saudi Arabia. Islam started in Saudi Arabia. And the Sunnis are the big inclusive group. Everybody can be a religious leader. If you are a Sunni, you have to trace your lineage to Muhammad if you're a Shiite. It's more inclusive, more elitist, so it didn't take over Islam, even though it's probably older than the Sunnis. Because obviously Muhammad's family said, oh no, you got to be one of us. It was a new form of royalty. I'm out here attacking the Shiites. It's just that I'm just telling you the different players here. Saudi Arabia wants to take over. Saudi Arabia is Western-backed. Saudi Arabia is where 15 of the 19 hijackers are from. Why are we attacking Iraq? Why are they not bombing, like the Highway of Death, the Al-Qaeda forces that are pouring into Iraq?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I just want to say something here. The InfoWars crew is doing an amazing job. Our reporters volunteer without me even asking to go to the border this weekend because of the fact that we had reports they're collapsing the border completely. The Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down. Indeed, we are now about to speak to ICE and Border Patrol agents who are about to break gag orders and go public. In fact, they're so angry, they're ready to use their full names. But I think we're going to withhold that for their own safety. That's how upset the Border Patrol is, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Because every country in the world has a Border Patrol. The U.S. is one of the most open borders in the world. The most liberal free handouts of any country. Biden is down in Central America right now to promote the illegal immigrant wave. To actually say, come on. As part of Battleground Texas, you name it, the Democrats admit they're going to bring in another 5% or more of the population who will then be given driver's license, who will then vote in California and Texas. Game over. Game over. They're going to ban the guns. They're going, the armored vehicles, the militarized police, all of it, they're coming. I know we got JJ, Steve, Mark, Adam, Damien, and others who we're going to go to here in just about 10 minutes, but they're filing reports on the ground. Again, the reporters stayed up until 6 in the morning, and I saw them filing reports when I woke up at 6 a.m. I first checked the news while I'm brewing coffee, and they were posting in live time. Joe Jennings, Adon Salazar, and Jakari Jackson. And when I talk to my reporters on the ground or even here when they're seeing it, you shake your head when a bus drives right through the border. Teenagers get off. They're loaded on white vans and taken to churches, Catholic churches, evangelical churches, you name it. They're at the Sacred Heart Church in McAllen, Texas right now. We'll show TV viewers a map of that photo and video, a live video feed. If you're a radio listener, you can hear our reporters. If you're a radio listener and want to see it, go to Infowars.com/show to see the free feeds or PrisonPlanet.tv. But this is what the mainstream media won't show you. Last week, we went and showed military bases in San Antonio with thousands of illegal alien children. And again, they are illegal aliens to this country. That's the term. Resident alien. That's what they call you in Mexico. If you're there illegally, is an alien of the country. It's a statement under common law. It means that you don't get all the benefits. Well, instead, the illegals get more benefits than citizens do. And this is outrageous. And I know I keep saying that. But this was the political takeover. If these people voted 50% libertarian, 50% communist, I would be upset about it. If they voted 100% libertarian but got free welfare, I'd be against it because it would mean that we're creating a welfare class. Well, we've already created a welfare class, and the chickens are coming home to roost now. Where if they can get enough government constituents in who are on the government payroll, it's game over. Let's go to Jakari Jackson, John Baum, Joe Jennings, and Adon Salazar, all four reporters down there on the border, to tell us about what they've witnessed in the last 24 hours and what's coming up.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Jakari Jackson, John Baum here in McAllen, Texas, as you already alluded to. Now, if people haven't seen our video from last night, I do encourage you to go to Infowars.com and also the Drudge Report. You can see us at a bus station here in McAllen, and we witnessed children getting on church buses, one church in particular, the Family Church, also located here in McAllen, Texas. Now, since then, you know, last night we had to speculate a little bit because we didn't quite know for sure that these were illegal immigrants. Since that video has posted just about 20 minutes or so ago, we went to the Family Church, and we were able to talk to somebody off camera who did confirm that, yes, these are illegal immigrants coming from the Central American countries. I asked the lady who spoke to me off camera, I said, you know, where are most of these people coming from? She said, you have a lot of people from Guatemala. But she did correct me. She said, none of these children, at least in her care, are coming alone. All these children are coming with their mothers. And from the Family Church, they are moved here to the Sacred Heart Church, also located just a few blocks from the bus station. And here they have shower facilities. I guess they get the kids ready. And then from here, they take them back to the bus station. And I asked the lady at the Family Church, I said, where are they going from here? She said, wherever they want to go. They have family here. They have other situations going on, and they just go wherever they need to go.
Well, now, that's what Obama said last week. He said, if you can come here, your families are welcome as well, and invited the immigrants to come with their children. I mean, this is unprecedented. Jakari, go ahead.
Yes, and I asked the representative at the Family Church, I said, who's paying for these tickets? She said, you know, they have family that send the money. I said, is the government involved in any way? She said, as far as she knows, the government is not.
Well, Kit wrote a story over the weekend that went viral that a listener tipped us to. NPR has the major church groups on raising money to bring them here. So I'll guarantee you, you look into these churches and look into the larger churches above them, they're getting donations to basically house these people, pay for their food, and deploy them. And money's being sent into Mexico, into Guatemala, into Nicaragua, into El Salvador to bring these people up. That's on record.
That's right. That's right. John, what are your thoughts?
Well, speaking on that, Senator John Cornyn 3 days ago said that we should send money to Mexico. Did you see that one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So my main concern here is the Cloward-Piven strategy. People need to get out of their fog and realize this is a complete invasion of America. Truly is. They're using your compassion to come in here and create a guaranteed annual strategic income for all of us. A flat income is what the Cloward-Piven strategy is. If you're not familiar with it, you need to get familiar with it right now, because it is the Democratic liberal strategy that they are putting into place, and they're at the final stages right now. We're looking at it. We've also got MS-13 coming through, and the problem with that is that you look at the ISIS soldiers. A lot of those soldiers in ISIS are teenagers. A lot of the soldiers in the Ivory Coast are teenagers. So what happens when we have these teenage psychotics?
And not to mention the gangsters here in the U.S. are often teenagers as well. And one more thing to add on to what John was saying, we hear so much that these children are trying to flee the conditions in their country. But what about the conditions in this country? As John already said, we already have a gang problem here in the United
How
States.
How does having collapsing Mexico collapse into us and then making us a third world country, how does that fix it? I mean, these are unskilled people pouring in, going directly on. I mean, these are not the hardworking Mexican men that I see all over the place busting their butts for their family. Nobody denies they work hard, okay? Well, this is a bunch of kids and a bunch of gang members. What do you think's behind that, Jackson?
Well, Alex, you know, we try to be polite for the folks down here, because we respect people that are of Mexican descent, that are Americans. And the more people that we've spoken to in this area, in the valley, that are of Mexican descent, that are legal Americans, natural, they're more afraid than anybody, because they're going to come into their communities first with their diseases, scabies, rabies, MRSA, chickenpox outbreaks. But the more of them you stack together in rooms that are incredibly small, the more disease outbreaks you're going to see. And then they're just going to release them
onto
the streets.
It's more than that. When I was a child, when I was in college, we would go down to Brownsville, all those places. It was nice on both sides. It's a hellhole of boarded up shops on the other side. And it's moving to the other side. They want prosperity down there. People down on the border know you don't want to make this side Mexico taking all the criminals on. And so you're right. It's the wealthy and middle class Mexicans that I know that live in Austin, who've all fled to Austin, who I totally welcome, because they've got trades and they've got money, and it's great. I mean, I welcome the middle-class Mexicans come up here all day long. They are the ones that come to you and say, do you know what's going on? Do you know how you're going to be kidnapped? Do you know there'll be nowhere to run? I love your show, Mr. Jones, because they've already fled it. You see what I'm saying?
That's exactly right, because you have to look at why they're coming here. So they come here to flee these gang problems or whatever, these social problems, and then they come here, and then they just have the same problems here because they bring their problems with them.
Bringing them with them. Yep.
Well, it's true that everything from flesh-eating bacteria to leprosy, you name it. I mean, I know two people personally, one in Austin, one in Arizona, who have gotten the weird amoebas that are only like in Brazil and are supposedly only able to live down there, that absolutely wreck your body. I mean, it's all coming here. It's literally, and people say, oh, yeah, right, that's the classic thing, say immigrants have diseases. These people have not been to Brazil. They've not been, I mean, they have no idea what Calcutta, India is like, guys.
That's right. And then when they get here, if they have these various conditions, then they get in the pharmaceutical program, and that's a whole nother racket.
Well, see, that's the deal. The government and the corporations with the welfare system, they want the people that don't have jobs, or the 14-year-olds that are going to be institutionalized for 4 years at least. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars per illegal that the big corporations that are administering government programs are going to milk.
That's right.
Now, guys, I'm ranting a little bit. Let's go over and look with the Skype. Walk over, Jakari. Walk over, John Bound. Give us a tour of the buses, because I mean, look, we knew they were illegals when it's the border and Greyhound buses pull through and kids get out with their bags and their parents aren't with them, and then they come into the United States. I mean, that was obviously what happened, but
right.
You talked to the Sacred Heart Church and they confirmed, yes, these are, well, I guess they call them undocumented, or what do they call them?
Yeah, we talked to the Family Church. We're at the Sacred Hearts Church. I talked to one of the McAllen public servants out here. He said that all the people here are currently in a meeting, but as I can see right now, maybe we can get a camera shot. I see some kids out here playing out here in the facility. But we plan to go back in after a few minutes and try to talk to one of the representatives here to find out exactly what is going on.
This is an infiltration point. So they want to mask the folks there, keep it quiet, give them Democratic Party marching orders, deploy to Battleground, Texas, where they're then handed the driver's license. And remember, the Veritas Project caught Battleground, Texas on video saying, we're going to get them to vote, we're going to get them ID cards. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a criminal takeover.
Yeah, and you have to look at the incentivize, why they come here, because they see all these incentives. They see the free driver's licenses. They see the in-state tuition. Then they come here, and then now you have Joe Biden going to the Central American countries and saying, please stop sending your kids here, even though they're being used as a political weapon.
Oh, well, yeah, that's them acting like, wink, wink, please stop, even though we've stopped deportations, even though we say your family can come up. This is totally premeditated, and again, if they were coming up here and were pro-gun, pro-freedom, we're in such a fight against the socialists that I would say fine. But it still violates the law, so it's immoral. And then libertarians say, well, hey, don't have borders. But they've got borders on us. What if we get rid of our border, but all these other countries still have their borders? See, there's still a border there. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we can't go to Switzerland. We can't move into Sweden. I can't go there. I can't go anywhere except the United States and live the rest of my life comfortably with what we have.
John, you've got to have, because I've checked into it, $5 million. And you've got to have a discretionary income and job that they want in Switzerland, like an engineer, a scientist. And then they have a board look at they even want to let you move to Switzerland.
Right. Right. So what are we doing?
So I can't move to Switzerland, but these illegals come here and they get my tax money.
And they may kill you. That's the bottom line right there.
Yeah, and I mean, there are plenty of good people who come here, but you have to do it the legal, lawful way. Just like, as you said, you have borders for a reason. You know, I can't go down to Mexico. They always try to make it some racial thing. Oh, you harass people at the Mexican border. I was like, if I go down to Mexico as an American citizen, I'm going to get stopped at a border. When I go back to Austin, Texas here in a couple of days, I'm going to get stopped by the Border Patrol, who are nowhere near the border. How many miles are they?
Well, not to mention, you get put in a Mexican jail. You know how you get treated down in Mexico in a Mexican jail? You come up here, you get put in jail. They don't even put you in jail. They take care of you, they feed you, and they send you on your way, no matter how many crimes you've committed.
That's right.
That's right. They're releasing aggravated felons. Give us some shots for TV viewers. This is very newsworthy, guys. Incredible job.
Step out the way and let our cameraman get some shots here. Now, what you see behind you is a facility. This is the Sacred Heart facility. You can see some kids out here.
It's huge.
Playing football, basketball, and I guess we can walk around here a little bit.
We're about five blocks from the bus station.
Yeah, just watch the cords there. We'll give you.
You know what I want you guys to do? I mean, obviously, targets of opportunity. Do whatever you want, but I would go and follow those buses, and then follow those vans.
Well, you know the thing about it, the buses don't seem to be running today. At least that we've seen. We've gone to the church and also to the bus station. We didn't see any buses running today, and we were able to confirm with the first church we visited that their offices are closed, and that potentially means that their buses are down for this day.
But we do want to go down to Hidalgo and actually have people coming across the border. There's supposed to be hundreds of people just crossing in broad daylight.
Tell us about your different federal whistleblowers you're going to be talking to.
Well, one of our reporters, Don Salazar, was able to get in touch with, I believe it was an ICE agent, and he doesn't want to be identified, so we're not going to say his name, but he's supposed to give us some whistleblower information, tell us exactly what's going on, tell us about how even the ICE agents and the Border Patrol agents are very much concerned about what's happening, and how some of the Border Patrolmen have come out and said blatantly that, yes, this is an intentional plan to bring these people here. And this is another part of the facility, the Sacred Heart facility. This looks maybe like some type of housing unit. It's a very large complex.
Yeah, and they are in there during the day and then released at night into the streets.
Yeah, well, then you need to catch them tonight. Just incredible job. How long are you guys going to be staying down there?
Well, we're trying to hit as many targets as we can. As John said, we're trying to get out to Hidalgo and a couple other locations. So what do you think, John?
Well, I would say at least till Tuesday, and we need to go to Brownsville, and we need also to talk to the locals and get that documented how they feel about this, because people really are upset, and just some of the casual conversations I've had with
people. Well, I'm telling you, if you catch video of them exfiltrating the illegals at night, they're acting like it's an underground railroad. That's what Christian churches have likened it to, is slavery. Now, the Underground Railroad, which my ancestors were involved in, a lot of Christians were, getting freed black slaves or runaway slaves out of the South into the North. How is it that we have to have everybody from China, Eastern Europe, Mexico, Latin America, taxpayer paid for? How is it an Underground Railroad to ship them all into the country?
Isn't that really an insult to former slaves? How is what they're going through anything compared to what people went through in slavery in this country?
But, I mean, it's just they're being bussed up here with sack lunches and then put on the welfare rolls. I mean, no country's ever done this. Great job, guys. You choose whatever you want to cover. You've done an amazing job. Your story's up on drudgereport.com. Fox News is now airing clips of it, not giving us credit, whatever. But great job, guys. And just like last week, keep doing the real reporting the Dinosaur Media won't do. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
We're going to come back with JJ, Chad, Mark, Adam, Damien, and others. Thank you for holding. Briefly, don't forget this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. In these insane times, you better believe American patriots are not going to ever get any free handouts from the government. You need to have high-quality, shortable food that lasts more than 20 years, non-GMO, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, or 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great customer service, great people. Check them out today. It's who I endorse. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going right to your phone calls. I just want to remind listeners that we have the very best supplements out there, bar none. The proprietary Nation Iodine from Deep Earth, pure purple crystals. And see the video that breaks down the science of it at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. It's ancient, multi-million-year-old, ancient seabed crystals that actually go, you know, directly into the body in the solution. No one else has anything else like this. And what it's done for me personally, my stamina, my energy, my focus, my clarity, my health, my skin, this is the halogen conspiracy. The halogen table has got a bunch of stuff that's really bad for you, like fluoride in it. So they put all that in the food and water and then don't put in the good halogen that Dr. Group produces in the purest form, the strongest, purest 99.99% iodine, blowing away the competition by light years. Their stuff's black, our stuff's purple, turns electric blue. It is True Nation iodine. Take the challenge, get it today at InfoWarsLife.com. And try it and see what it does for you and your family, ladies and gentlemen. We also have the original Survival Shield. It isn't as strong. Check with your physician, but I think it's better for kids. Survival Shield, Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to JJ, then Chad, Mark, Adam, Damien, and others on the Iraq situation and on the topic of illegals. JJ, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Sometimes at the start of the show, I actually, I'm just so freaked out. I mean, everything's happening right now. The country's being shut down. I physically mourn, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I mean, I'm freaked out. What about you?
I'm freaked out. I can feel it in the pit of my stomach because we got these people coming across the borders. There's no shot records on these people. There's no documentation on any of their records as far as arrest records. Just the other day, I was over here at the store in Austin, and three guys stopped me. They were federal marshals looking for one of those rapists that they just let out of jail. They've asked me twice, have you seen this guy? So I know they let those criminals out.
Oh, no, yeah. One group lets them out, and the rest of the feds have to chase them around. It's total lawlessness. It's exactly.
Yes, I think that what needs to be done. Now, can you imagine if all these people that are coming across the borders were Muslims? Americans would be having a cow.
Well, you know, that's what the Border Patrol whistleblower told us. He said a big percentage is actually from places of interest, radical Islamic countries. That's actually happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just uncalled for. I don't know why our government's even allowing this to happen. You know, I'm a veteran and you know, I applied for food stamps. They said I could get $16 a month for food stamps. I'm like, wait a minute. And then we got people coming across the border getting free health care, free everything, driver's licenses.
Listen, brother, I got a bunch of family that 10 years ago were middle class and now can't pay for gas. The country's in a depression. They want to, the whole world's collapsing. Spain is collapsing, Portugal, Greece, Italy. There's riots everywhere.
Yeah, we've got to step up to the plate as Americans and make sure that this doesn't happen to our country as patriots, and we have to do something. What do you think we should do? Just as what can the average Joe do, Alex?
I think people should go right now down to Home Depot, right off I-35 and 290, and you'll see in the morning 100 illegals at one time. They're running around. And the point is, you show that, then you show the TSA groping people. See, that's what's so bad about this. They act like all of us, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. We're terrorist suspects with no criminal record. We're citizens. Then anybody wants to come across the border, oh, we don't need any ID, you're fine. It shows it's all a fraud. We should just literally not comply until the government gets back in line with anything.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bottom line, the laws do not apply to the illegals. Bottom line, the government's lawless. Bottom line, Al-Qaeda under the name ISIS is being given the entire Middle East, as I've been telling you. But I still can't believe the government is this crazy to do something like this. My dad was over with the kids for Father's Day yesterday, and he looked at me and he said, I got a bad feeling, son. I think you're right about all this. And the elite are just going to gut up and go crazy. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, just do everything. They just are crazy because they never get held responsible. Let's go to Adam in Iowa on Osama bin Laden and the Iraq War. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing today, Alex?
You know, I'm not trying to whine. I just really feel upset. I'm very disgusted.
You got a hard job.
Yeah.
Well, if you type into the search engine, Osama bin Laden with George Bush.
Yeah.
That'd be back in 93, 94, somewhere in there. You can actually find the interview where he's interviewing Osama bin Laden. That proves we're financing Al-Qaeda. Anybody can do that. And I have nothing against the immigrants, as long as, you know, they actually do it legally. If they do it legally, I have no problem at all with it. And this one here is more for you. God works in mysterious ways. I've been awake now for about 7 months watching your show. A friend of mine turned me on to it, and since then I've awoken 20 people just in my town alone. So when you say you're not doing well, cheer up, because you are. You're doing a fantastic job.
Listen, I know. I tell myself every day, brother, be positive, be happy. We're having an effect. I can't help it sometimes. I'm just being honest with the listeners. The last month or so, it's beyond disgust I have for the establishment. Watching them try to wreck things, try to make people poor, watching them turn the world over to Al-Qaeda and slaughter Christians everywhere, it's just hard to believe they're this bad. And where's the general public waking up? I appreciate your call. I appreciate it. And I should put a better face on myself here. My problem is I've always been so honest about how I feel. So if I'm in a nasty mood, I'm honest about it. I'm just sick of these people, man. I'm sick of them. Damien in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Sometimes I don't get your sarcasm, so I'm trying to call to make sure if I heard you right. At the near end of Dr. Monteith's interview, did you just call for intervention in Iraq?
No, I was pointing out as devil's advocate that now the West has funded Al-Qaeda to go in and do this, and Obama is trying to act like, oh, we don't know how to target them with drones. They're all lined up on highways and invading. They could wipe out half these people with a few dozen A-10 Warthogs. So my point is that they're fully behind it. But I'll be honest with you. I'm against intervention because the globalists are evil, and no matter what they do, it's going to be turned to evil. But quite frankly, I'd like to see A-10 warthogs take out all those Al-Qaeda people. Yeah, I would like to see that. I'd like to see a good president, a bunch of Al-Qaeda invade out of Saudi Arabia and Syria. I'd like to see them all blown to hell. It's the same Al-Qaeda been attacking the Syrians and killing 300,000 Christians in the last 3 years. So at a gut level, I want them dead. Yeah, you bet. I'm sick of seeing Al-Qaeda with black flags, chopping people's heads off. They're a bunch of scum.
I hear you. If the military was run by good people, honest people, and actually New World Order war controlling them, so it would be like if you want them sent in, you'd be sending in the same
people.
It's
the Ring of Mordor, though. I agree with Monteith. You can't do it because it always just turns to evil. Because the globalists can't lose if they always fund evil, both sides. Because they just want to sell weapons. They want to just keep it going forever. And it's sick. And the public better figure out full spectrum dominance.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars at Nightly News. Friday, if you're watching the Nightly News, you got to see half the show hosted out of the new studio. And more, I'm going to be segueing over into the studio and doing live sections of the news, other nights taped to air. We're getting even more great reporters here into the operation. It's very exciting. And we're showing the dinosaur media how it's done. You notice every couple days now, our reporters on the ground, just in Texas, but also in other cities, are making national news. And it's because mainstream media reporters are not allowed to go out and do real stories. It's only after it breaks that it ends up on CNN or Fox News. The illegals being bussed in by the hundreds of thousands, being given basically a free ride. And our reporters are down in South Texas on the border right now. So we're going to be having updates tomorrow and Wednesday with our reporters. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Tom, Chad, Mark, Pamela, Skip. Everybody we're going to get to you. First Chad and then Mark and others. So stay with us, callers, on the subject of ISIS, which is Saudi Arabian-backed. And we've got mainstream news articles. I told you this on Friday, but mainstream news articles over the weekend with think tanks going, yes, Saudi Arabia is financing through bases they helped fund that NATO authorized in areas of southeastern Syria in the three-year civil war there to now invade Iraq. And a lot of people say, well, we shouldn't be involved over there. And I morally say we shouldn't. The problem is that we are involved. This is a Western-backed military, and that's why Obama is not droning them when the highways are filled for 20 miles with Al-Qaeda flying Al-Qaeda flags. That's what ISIS is. Look at the flag. It is the Al-Qaeda Wahhabist flag. That's admitted they're Al-Qaeda affiliated. This is a army, and they've got heavy weapons, medium weapons, saying they found them at bases they took. No, folks, they were given them by NATO. And Bruce Fein joins us. I really appreciate him coming on to talk about foreign policy and to look at Rand Paul's foreign policy versus the neocons and the Brzezinskiites in the Obama administration who are engaged in all this destabilization we see in Ukraine, Iraq, you name it. But we know what's going on. Just like they backed Al-Qaeda against Syria, the same thing's happening against the Iraqi government, and they're about to overrun the bases. They're about to take Baghdad. I want to get Bruce Fein's take on that as we get into his two pieces he wrote for the Huffington Post in defense of Senator Rand Paul's foreign policy, and then part two in defense of Rand Paul's foreign policy, breaking that down and looking at some of the Republicans, and his words, Christian Zionist, and people, and who some of the players are who were anti-Paul that stand in the way of him being president. hopefully coming up. He is the Republican front runner, and I can't think of a better reason to bring this up, but in the current light, Bruce, I mean, I know you're a constitutional lawyer, best-selling author, advisor to Congressman Ron Paul, and of course, Rand Paul and many others, and of course, at the FCC, helped get rid of the Fairness Doctrine. We owe you for that, a big one. But instead of getting into your long bio here today, the listeners know who you are. What is your take on this? Because people say, well, let's not be involved in Iraq, and I agree. But since we were already there, and now this ISIS group was set up in the attack on Syria, it's just amazing to see giant convoys of Al-Qaeda about to take Baghdad and take that giant embassy as a Saudi Arabian takeover army.
Well, it is, but it's perhaps even more astonishing, Alex, having lived through the hostage crisis and being called the Great Satan by Iran and the mullahs, to now have us be collaborating with Iran against ISIS. Now, where is our eye? Who do you think is going to be a greater danger, a country with possible nuclear capability or ISIS? It seems to me that if we want to stand back and look at the foreign policy in the long run, it can't be just in isolated instances. Just think about how much better off we would have been if Rand Paul was in the White House in 2003 when the United States gratuitously invaded Iraq. The stupidity is rather staggering because Saddam Hussein, who we overthrew, was the greatest menace that Iran had ever confronted. He had fought 8-year war from 1980 to 88. He feared Iran. The Shia in Iran and the Sunnis who dominated at that time in the power structure in Iraq viewed each other as infidels. It was basically a defense of Iran without spending a single penny or risking a single American life. I mean, that's very seldom you come across such a sweet...
It was a balance of power.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't threatening the United States whatsoever. So why were... Rand Paul would have just desisted, refrained from doing things. It's what the British called masterly inactivity. Why do anything? If you have your adversaries at each other's throats, no, you don't need to do anything. It could only make it worse. And the fact is, once we went in, we spent well over $1 trillion, 5,000 soldiers' lives lost on our side, hundreds of thousands wounded, now one of the reasons why we have the VA problem. And what did we get out of it? Nothing. We didn't really gain anything, even on the human rights level. We started out with Saddam Hussein, who was clearly an atrocious ruler. He gassed the Kurds, and he used chemical weapons against Iran. But look who's successors, who are there now at our behest. You know, Mr. al-Maliki, a sectarian Shia, who has created chaos throughout the country. The Sunni opponents are equally dogmatic and dictatorial. The Kurds also, their cult figures and Barzani and Talabani that run thing in the north. You have three small dictators from one big one. You know, what is the great gain in human rights? Virtually nothing. So think of how much better we off we would be. We would have had enough savings, Alex, to fund or not spend anything on the so-called bailout of George Bush and the stimulus program of Barack Obama, trillions of dollars, if we had just refrained from this extravagant waste of money and men's and women's lives for nothing. Now you ask, what should we do now? Because we can't redo history. And I think in asking that question, we need to even rethink about the Middle East and the boundaries there. Remember, Alex, the boundaries from those countries are totally and completely artificial. They were drawn after World War I, when the Ottoman Empire was carved up and it was collapsed, you know, at the Treaty of Versailles. And so there isn't any rhyme or reason for these boundaries. They don't follow religious homogeneity, linguistic homogeneity, cultural or historical homogeneity. We can't, the United States can't unilaterally change that. That's why you're going to have some instability there no matter what happens. And we need to have the humility to recognize, even though we never revel in other people's tragedies, we can't do anything other than make a mess of things and create danger to us. And one of the things we fail to recognize, because power in international relations is unsentimental, we go in and support anybody. And I don't know who we'd support, you know, in Iraq at present, Alex. Who is there, you know, that's a friend worthy of support? we end up with an ingrate like Hamid Karzai, and then all of the opponents of the ingrate become our enemy.
But it makes money for the military-industrial complex to sell weapons just into any black hole and have no-bid contracts. That's why this never seems to end. Let's break down your defense of the Rand Paul foreign policy for folks that don't know what it is, because it's being misrepresented by the controlled media.
Yes. And you have to, what they try to suggest is that Rand Paul is a so-called isolationist. He doesn't want to send ambassadors. He doesn't want to have intelligence collection. He doesn't want to have trade, which is all complete nonsense. And the reason why, Alex, it's very critical when you think about foreign policy to focus on war. And why people say, well, why is war such a big deal? It's a big deal because it makes what's ordinarily first-degree murder legal. It's a huge issue. It creates resentment. Sometimes you have to do it. You know, after Pearl Harbor, we have to fight back. But it should be a very exacting line. And we should only fight, risk our soldiers' lives for us. Other people abroad, they don't pay taxes. They don't obey our laws. They don't have any loyalty to us. We have no moral or other obligation to defend them, just like they don't us. And Rand Paul is for, I think the foreign policy can be captured in the phrase, billions for defense, not 1 cent for empire. Why? If you're going, Alex, just think, you're approaching a family whose son or daughter died in Afghanistan. But when you're trying to explain what they died for, you know, could you tell them? You know, you'd be speechless. You know, we don't even know. What did we accomplish in Afghanistan after all these years? All the people who were implicated in the direct attack of 9/11, we've killed them or captured them.
Well, I think that's the bottom line, is all the warmongers are so discredited and are so, obviously just profiteering, but they sit up there with this moral high ground. How do we discredit them and then endorse the ideas of somebody like yourself or Rand Paul?
Well, just to expose it. I don't think that it takes a whole lot of convincing. It's just having people like you who are willing to give the people a different voice than the echo chamber out of Washington. Oh, yeah, if we don't fight there, then we'll be fighting a caliphate in Washington, D.C. All these staggering exaggerations.
But meanwhile, the caliphate is taking over Iraq, and it's doing them with arms given to them to attack Syria. And then I go to the airport. In fact, there's a new photo in that we're going to cover when we come back. Vern Troyer, the famous little person who's in Austin Powers playing Mini-Me, literally having TSA stick their hands down the back of his pants and search him. But meanwhile, illegal aliens are pouring across by the millions. I want to come back and ask you, what's going on in this country? I mean, it does seem like total insanity by the power structure right now, folks. If you're a well-known movie star, TSA is going to literally check in your butt crack. I'm sorry, that's the photo. He released it with him bent over a table. He's in a wheelchair, obviously has medical problems. Constitutional lawyer, Rand Paul, advisor, Bruce Fine is our guest. BruceFineLaw.com isn't up yet, but in the next few weeks, it's his new revamped website will be up. You can also find his latest book, Dealing with the Empire and Its Collapse. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Bruce, it shows how out of control the establishment is. They try to create this artificial reality that it's kooky to not want to preemptively invade a bunch of countries. When Rand Paul talks, he sounds like JFK, or he sounds like Ronald Reagan. I mean, those guys weren't offensively out launching a bunch of wars. I mean, the good guys never offensively launch a war. And then, like you said, you can't even say what all these wars have done except clear the way for Saudi Arabia to take over the Middle East. And I think in the final equation, I think it's Saudi Arabia even more than Israel. I know you mentioned that in your article, and I'm not defending, you know, some of Israel's war promotion, But there's a bunch of special interest here that want the U.S. in the business of empire because we're paying for it. Hey, let the Germans pay for all their military. Let the British pay. We're going bankrupt. I mean, isn't that the Rand Paul foreign policy?
Well, yeah, and I think it goes back to George Washington, no entangling alliances. The fact is you're able to recite all the mischief there. Saudi Arabia, Iran, Syria, Jordan, they all have their own agendas. Israel has its own agendas. We should expect that. They're doing what they're doing for their good, not for the good of the United States. And so we need to go back to the most famous capture, I think, of U.S. foreign policy was John Quincy Adams, who was really part of the founding generation. When he was Secretary of State and a message to Congress said, we wish freedom and liberty well abroad. We fight only to defend our own. That our force abroad has got to be the force of example. But when we resort to force and risking lives, that last full measure of devotion, it's to defend the United States against attack. And indeed, when you review the Constitutional Convention and the idea of war, every person spoke of it in terms of defending against an attack, not racing around the world like Julius Caesar, I came, I saw, I conquered. And you remember Reagan famously withdrew our troops from Lebanon when he saw that they were just sitting ducks and couldn't accomplish anything. And these arguments are not to be callous towards human rights violations abroad. It's just recognizing the limits of what our own power is. And we make it worse, and we endanger our own liberties, because in the process, Alex, of going abroad in search of monsters to destroy, we endow the president with virtually limitless power. Just think of the speechlessness of the founding fathers if they were told the president of the United States today, not King George III, who we overthrew in 1776, the president of the United States today claims authority to kill anybody he wants on the planet based on secret evidence that he alone looks at, with no outside review.
Well, let's go back to Hillary saying 3 years ago when Gaddafi died, we came, we saw he died. I mean, even top generals or dictators of the past didn't act like that. There's really a childish disconnect, I think, because so many of these politicians have no military background or something. I don't know what it is, but they just act like crazy people to make statements like that.
They do. And you think she could make that statement? The reason why we had Benghazi and our ambassador was killed was why? Because people like Hillary promoted the gratuitous U.S. war to throw out Gaddafi. And remember this, he was the one who renounced weapons of mass destruction. So think of the signal Hillary Clinton sent to Iran and North Korea. If you abandon WMD, you end up like Gaddafi, being overthrown and killed. Could you imagine anything more stupid than that when we're trying to negotiate a denuclearization of their programs?
Well, they now admit that Libya is 10 times worse than it was, and let me ask you this question. I know you're busy. I only do 5 more minutes on the other side and talk more about your articles in the Huffington Post that people should read of the mindset of empire versus liberty. Then we will go to Mark and Chad and others that are patiently holding after Bruce leaves us. So stay with us, callers. But think about this question and start answering it now if you can. So I'm going to come back and elaborate on it. There is something in history with leaders when they go megalomaniacal crazy. Do you think it's a disconnect in the ruling class? Or do you think it is some type of megalomania that is making them historically act like classical comic book bad guys? So stay there, Attorney Bruce Fine. I want to get your take as a constitutional lawyer and as a historian on that final question and other tidbits out of your excellent two-part article at the Huffington Post in defense of Senator Rand Paul's foreign policy. And we're going to put links to these articles up on Infowars.com so that these articles get attention out there. Because it's important to talk about the only Republican running who isn't a total warmonger.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
All right, final segment with Bruce Fine, and I'm going right to your calls to the folks that are patiently holding. Also, CJ running the board and producing in there. His brother's a little person. like the actor that plays Mini-Me in Austin Powers, who's released a photo on his Facebook that we'll show here in a moment, where they literally went in the back of his pants at the airport. And I've heard CJ talk about the stuff they do to his brother. And then it turns out Buckley, my cousin that works here, actually knows Vern Troyer this happened to. So I'd love to get Mini-Me of Dr. Evil on the show just to illustrate all of this. And my point is, the illegals, again, the churches are advertising on NPR, send money, give money. They're paying to get them here on buses. Then they stage them at the churches and deploy them all over the country to be Democratic voters, using the fact that we've got collectivism here to buy them off as voters. Oh, you'll vote for socialism? Gun control will give you money. And my issue is we do need more workers in this country. We've aborted 53 million of our kids. So I'm not against skilled workers or hardworking workers coming in. But that's not the reform they're pushing. They're pushing just totally letting anybody in to further bankrupt. And Bruce, I briefly want to get back into world politics and that question I was asking you geopolitically about the elite and their mindset. But this ties into the lawlessness. If I fly with my children, they want to pull them aside and grope them at the airport and put them in naked body scanners and treat me like a terrorist while Al-Qaeda groups are being funded to attack Syria. And you know, they're searching well-known movie stars at the airport, sticking their hands down their pants. And then meanwhile, the illegals, the Border Patrol has been told stand down. But then I go through Border Patrol checkpoints 100 miles in when I haven't even left the U.S. And I swear, when I'm a U.S. citizen, they want to search my vehicle. So they're using it as a power grab. What is happening with all this selective enforcement? It ties in to just the lawlessness of the state. I mean, what's happening? What is the spirit of just craziness I see? Is it coming to a head? Is it a cycle? Are we just more aware of it? What's happening?
Well, I call the psychology of empires one of limitless executive power, and it subordinates everything from even the appearance of something that smacks of safety, and liberty is subordinated very readily to a claim of safety, even when it's ridiculous. For example, the TSA has acknowledged it's reported zero terrorist plots ever since it began, and yet it continues on. I go on Amtrak regularly on the Northeast, and there's never any searches whatsoever, and there's never been any terrorism at all. So what's going on here? How come Amtrak record is the same as the TSA, and Amtrak isn't destroying our privacy and liberty every time we go on a train? But it is characteristic of empires to become exceptionally sensitive to the idea of a risk-free existence, become arrogant in that score. And when you search for a risk-free existence, you then become vassals and serfs to a Leviathan government, and you'll accept everything. It's like the surveillance programs of the NSA, the search programs of TSA, the willingness of the American people to permit the president to go abroad in search of monsters to destroy, claim power to use predator drones anywhere he wishes, kill anybody he wishes, all he says in the name of safety. But in fact, the irony, Alex, is it makes us less safe. We give weapons, we prop up countries like Afghanistan, we make one ingrate, the recipient. I mean, Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, would blast us every day, even when he's on the CIA's payroll. And we make hundreds, if not thousands, of new enemies, namely the people who are all opposed to the ingrate. So it's a lose-lose situation. It, in fact, makes us less safe. But it is this illusion of safety that justifies this limitless executive power. And you're talking about, you know, why is it that those who are the power elite continue to fight these ridiculous wars? Is it megalomania? And the fact is, it is. It's power for the sake of power. Think of the stupidity of Napoleon going to Moscow. I mean, what did he do that? He lost 2 million of his army, had to burn the city down, or Hitler declaring war on Stalin, or the Japanese attacking us at Pearl Harbor. These are utterly ridiculous decisions made. But when you have that kind of authority and you have this, we're the only superpower, you make utterly ridiculous decisions just because you feel that you can do it. It's sort of the bully on the playground flexing his muscles. And that's what makes it so disgraceful. They aren't even doing it to help the United States. It's just to make their ego satisfied and propitiated.
Well, I know this. The Tea Party is winning almost every primary right now, and every libertarian conservative I know is sick of war, sick of all this garbage. So are the Democrats. And I wish we could all just come together and restore basic rule of law, basic freedom. But if the Republican Party does not get wise and join with Rand Paul and others in trying to reform themselves, I shudder to think where it's all going. In closing, what do you expect to happen if we're not able to get a Rand Paul elected? He is the Republican Party front runner, but we're still a while out from that.
I view Rand as the, you know, the last great hope of the country. If we don't elect a Rand Paul president in 2016, I can guarantee you that within 20 or 30 years, we will have a one-branch executive government that operates in secrecy, will be involved in perpetual warfare, will be bankrupting ourselves, and we will lose the republic. We think you have surveillance problems now. You can think, Alex, at how rapidly technology is moving to enable the government to spy with greater and greater intensity on our lives. Now they're gathering pictures of us as well as our conversations, our telephone data. And without a Rand Paul in there, all the other candidates are willing to support the Leviathan state. That's not what we sacrificed for at Valley Forge, Cemetery Ridge, Omaha Beach. And it would be a true tragedy if we didn't have the strength to avoid squandering all the liberty that was won by these great, wise, and courageous people, and our posterity inherit some kind of tyranny. I mean, history will execrate this generation if we permit liberty to slip out of our hands when it's happening right in front of our face.
Bruce Fine, thank you for the time. Great articles at the Huffington Post. I'm glad they published them. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
There goes Attorney Bruce Fine. I just thought we should discuss the role of our nation in a republic versus an empire. And again, it'd be bad enough if we had an empire, but as citizens we were actually getting something out of it, like the Roman Empire or even the British Empire. We pay for everything and then get big debts and the blame for it. This is not helping us. People say, we have an empire in the Middle East to get their oil. To get the oil companies the oil so they can sell it to Europe and the Chinese. That oil doesn't really come here compared to the other nations. They shut down our oil exploration for 50 years as part of that deal. We have more oil in Alaska than Saudi Arabia has. That's now admitted. I had guests on 15 years ago exposing that. Now it's mainstream news. In fact, guys, I forgot. I saw a report over the weekend where they discover there's more water, three times more water under the Earth's surface in the mantle and the crust than there is above it, and that the oceans are really controlled by that subdermal, I guess you could call it, water, which is what the Bible says about the waters out of the deep. And, of course, that's been known for a long time. And there's an aquifer the size of Texas under Texas. And it's just, we don't even know one-tenth the secrets of our own planet. They're finding new species all the time. There's so much wonderment, and I'll tell you why I've been bummed out that I'm going to your calls. It's because humanity has so much potential and is so good, and there's so much wonderment and discovery all around us. And I care about every man, woman, and child on this planet. I don't care what color you are. And the worst people in the world that have it out for everybody are the ones that use all this bleeding heart manipulation to control the population. And I don't like having to focus on the globalist. I mean, let me tell you something. I look at Joe Biden with his you-know-what-eating grin and just all his con artistry and how these guys think they're so slick. I get physically angry. TSA wants to grab my genitals, man. I get mad. Not just that they want to violate me. It's all a hoax. I'm going to go to your calls, but I said I'd do this. I want to talk about Vern Troyer. We have the image. We'll put it up on screen. Because an image does say 1,000 words. A picture says 1,000 words. He's a well-known, one of the best-known little people. I guess he would technically be a dwarf. I guess a midget has proportionally the right size. A dwarf doesn't, has a lot more health problems. And I think dwarves are more common, aren't they, than little people. The point is I mean, than midgets. Vern Troyer posts cheeky pic of being searched by TSA agent while security reps say screening was standard procedure. Well, as long as it's standard to have someone bend you over and stick their hand down the back of your pants to see what's in your butt crack, and he doesn't look like he's doing too good physically there. Does he still have his legs there in that photo? I know they have a lot of health problems, poor little guy. But there's Mini-Me. He's been in so many movies. Mini-Me of Dr. Evil. And then look next to it, you have the royals dressed up in their royal outfits. I'm going to vomit, man. You got these people that are above the law. Nobody searches them because they stole a bunch of people's money. Like Kim Jong-un, third-generation dictator. He's now starting to wear crowns, you know, fancy headdresses. That's what happens. You're a dictator of the first generation. You're a dictator of the second. The third and fourth, you're God. No, Kim Jong-un is not God. He's a piece of garbage. So you got this poor little person having some TSA agent check his pants, his underwear. People's babies' diapers are getting searched. CJ, and then we're going to the calls. What happens to your brother?
Well, like most little people, my brother uses a couple different pieces of equipment to get around because he has mobility issues. And the wheelchair and the walker are kind of immediate alarm for the TSA. And they'll dust him and all of his equipment with bomb detecting powder or liquid, depending on what they have.
Sure, sure. What type of little person is your brother?
He has a diastrophic dysplasia, so he's quite smaller than someone like Vern Troyer.
Really?
Yeah, he's extremely small.
And of course, there's probably no history of a little person doing anything criminal like that, but it doesn't matter. Again, this is political correctness. Everyone's treated like a terrorist in America, except the terrorist.
Right. To my knowledge, there's never been a little person involved in any terrorist activity in the United States whatsoever. Probably financial, because they're...
Well, exactly. Profiling them, you're not going to see a bunch of little people commandos, you know, Al-Qaeda.
No.
No. I mean, the real Al-Qaeda is being funded by our government.
Right. And it's not that they're physically violating him, but you know, because he already has to have help to get to the bathroom, being of his stature and length of his arms, but to have him digging his pants all the time is just embarrassing. It's not something anybody of any...
How old's your brother?
He's only 10.
Wow.
But still, it's embarrassing.
We ought to get him in studio sometime when he's down here.
I'd like to.
Well, you're a really nice guy, but your brother's a nice guy.
He is.
But I mean, imagine in America they train us to look in our pants. I mean, we're pathetic. Land of the free, home of the brave, what a joke. It's false advertising. Sorry, everybody's got to do it to stay safe. Bull. The people that run the government stage 9/11, they run Al-Qaeda. You know that Saudi Arabians don't have to get searched when they come in. You know that, right? That's mainstream news. They're above the law. I am so sick of this. Americans need to start really getting in the face of the TSA, you know, and just letting them know, hey, we know, and people, but more than that, the Congress that lets this go on, CJ. Let's go to Mark in Florida. Thanks for holding. We'll go to Chad and others. Go ahead. Thanks for holding, Mark. What's your take on the open funding of Al-Qaeda, mass graves now, killing every Christian they get their hands on? This is the liberation of Obama.
Well, it's terrible, and I feel real bad for those people, and the globalists have created a terrible situation that there's really no way out of. There's no good options. They've screwed up so bad. I mean, if we don't do anything, I mean, you're going to have Iran, you know, Hezbollah. Iraq is going to have to call on Iran, Hezbollah, all the Shiites to try to take out the Sunnis. If we do get involved, they'll just flee to some other country, Syria or Libya, which are now the central governments have no power.
And who allowed them to regroup? Who allowed them to regroup in Libya and in Syria? Who allowed them to regroup?
Well, the Obama administration, they took out Gaddafi. They want to take out Bashar al-Assad. And it's just ridiculous. It's crazy. And there's just no way out of this situation. I'm real depressed about it.
I am too, because if our government can get away with this, I mean, does anybody feel safe having a government like this?
Well, not at all. And then you have Democrats attacking the Bush administration saying, see, look what Bush did. It's all Bush's fault. Well, look, I'm not turning in my guns, and I don't support high taxes just because supposedly the Bush administration attack Iraq. That doesn't mean I'm going to support the Democratic Party for this nonsense.
Oh, but they're all in it together. The Democratic Party worked with Bush. We were all against that. But I was against the last two wars there. Now my gut tells me they could highway of death all those al-Qaeda forces and save Iraq. But see, they're not. They're going to let the full civil war go.
Yeah, I agree. It's crazy. They're doing drone strikes in Yemen, drone strikes in Pakistan, drone strikes everywhere. And I'm not necessarily for that. But then you've got whole convoys of ISIS riding out in the open, 30, 40, 50 cars in a row, and nothing happens. And they're just being allowed to take over Iraq.
Oh, you're a great caller, very informed. I've seen some videos that looks like 500 vehicles. It just goes off into the distance. And then Obama's like, I got to go golfing. And again, that's because it's Saudi Arabia. I am so sick of Saudi Arabian leadership. God bless you. Appreciate the call. Great points. Chad in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. We have nothing to do there. We just need to leave and just admit our mistake. We shouldn't have been there like everybody.
I agree with you, except this is Western-backed. This is an al-Qaeda army. So, see, I'm always against what the globalists want. They want open borders, I'm against it. They want gun control, I'm against it. They want to let al-Qaeda run rampant, I want to bomb them. And I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying you see my gut response, right?
I see it, but I'm also going to comment a little bit that you're not going to like. I am definitely a constitutionalist, and I've read the Constitution. And my first thing is the United States, and let me finish the whole thought. The United States has no right to say who can or can't come in. Yes, open borders. I'm saying open borders. What the Constitution does allow is the people who come here need to be taxed higher. Now, where is everybody?
Hold on. We can debate. Come back. I got to go to break. These are hard breaks. Satellite harden you. 51 after boom, the satellite fires, folks. So I'm going to come back to you. I want to hear, quote me where it says this in the Constitution. I want to hear this.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
the Obama administration, the New York Times reports, wants to monitor your smartphone in real time to make sure you're not looking at map aids like Google Maps while you're driving to keep you safe. And the New York Times, of course, misses it on purpose. The whole point is they want to monitor and control the internet and regulate it in real time, which is how they put the camel's nose under the tent flap. Agency aims to regulate map aids in vehicles. I'm going to do some overdrive callers, so we'll get to all of you that are holding. I'm going to go back to that caller on the Constitution point here in just a second. There are a lot of key articles up on Infowars.com that I hardly ever even talk about. War industry stands to make billions off ISIS threat. Church group ships illegals deeper into U.S. Right now we're posting videos the guy just shot, with the church confirming it is illegals they're shipping. So that's confirmed, folks. We're going to have that video added for the Drudge Report linked article. Rampaging jihadists killed dozens in Kenya. Just all part of the Saudi Arabian funded as usual. It's lobbyist. Boko Haram in on the western side in Nigeria. They're just everywhere. It's their takeover. Ron Paul says, haven't we done enough damage in Iraq? That's the plan. U.S. embassy workers are evacuating the giant embassy so Al-Qaeda can take it over. It's truly mind-blowing. Also, inventing terrorists, new study reveals FBI set up terrorism-related prosecutions. Totally manufactured. That's what RT's reporting. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And remember, the system doesn't want you hearing this show. They don't want you being aware of this information. It's all hiding in plain view now. I have hope we can turn this around, and I believe we can. I believe we can. It's just that if we don't, it means curtains for this nation and this world. Briefly, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great deals on high-quality, non-GMO, storable foods, and a lot of other preparedness items. Check them out today. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. And they have great customer service. Give them a call, 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. All right, Chad, we're going to go to you and finish up this hour. Then Pamela, Skip, Albert, and Jack. Ooh, Jack's in Australia. I hadn't seen that. We'll go to Jack as well. Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, jump over the candlestick. Let's go ahead now. And now Jack can call from Australia. That's high tech. Let's talk to Chad in California. All right, make your constitutional point. Where does it say in the Constitution that anyone that can get here is legal?
Well, let me finish up my point real fast, and then I will go to it. It is Section 9. Basically, the thing that you pointed out, yes, they're doing it to bankrupt us. Well, we need to stop that part. That's the problem, not the fact that people are coming here. It's the fact that not even citizens should have a social welfare system set up. This needs to be abolished. This is what people are upset about. Don't give people anything to come here. Work hard. Do your thing. Make the payments.
No, I mean, it's true. I mean, it's like going out and feeding the deer in your backyard. Soon there'll be a lot more deer than there should be, and then they'll all be starving to death, and you'll be feeding them 100 pounds a week of deer feed. It's the same deal, but we're way past that now. The whole world is collapsing right now financially. The population's doubling in the third world. They all want to come here. We cannot allow that to happen at this point because they're using the loophole in the socialism. Now, tell me what's in Article 9.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
quickly here in overdrive. Pamela in Tennessee, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide. Go ahead. And we'll go to Jack in Australia.
Yes, Alex, I want to say that I send out my username and password to as many as people that I can that I'm in contact with.
You're talking about you're sharing your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Fantastic.
And there have been several people that have told me, you know, I started watching him, and, I mean, you know, he has conviction in his heart. And, you know, it makes me so proud that you do, and you found your purpose, and you pray to God for what is my purpose, and you've done that. And so,
well, that's why I get exhausted, though, is my will is set against these people. But it's like you try to pick up a 500-pound weight and do it and pull your back out. It's like a horse that'll work itself to death because it wants to haul coal so hard. That is the problem, is that I can't quit thinking about it. I can't quit fighting it. I need to somehow learn how to turn it off. Do you see what I'm saying? Because if you're going too hard, you're not going to be doing a good job anyways. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. But see, God is in control, really, overall. He is in control. And everything that is happening for a purpose and a reason. And all believers that believe in God, the God of Abraham, me and my mom have had discussions out on the patio. And, you know, we talk about Abraham and how Ishmael, you know, how that all came about, and that a lot of the conflict that is going on over there is because of Ishmael, and that broke off the line, his descendants.
It's all the same, and the Bible said they would have enmity.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm talking to a woman that when I bring up your name or your show, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And she would run off. But now we can sit there, have intelligent conversation. She has been a diehard Democrat. And I tell you what, I have never heard her say anything about Obama, but like the last two or three times we've talked, hey, she's very disappointed in Obama. And it just amazed me, because I'm telling you, this woman was die-hard Democrat. So, you know, hey, you're waking up a lot of people, but God's waking up a lot of people, too. Same time.
Oh, God's doing it all. I'm nobody. Now, here, your sweetheart, Pamela. Thank you. Jack in Australia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Nice to speak with you. First of all, I'd like to start off with an apology to you, Alex. I, for many years, thought that you were a loon, and now I actually have said so on my radio show. I've been doing an online radio show around the world, and I also work part-time as an online producer for America Tonight with Kate Delaney, which is on the GCN network as well. But I've been trying to immigrate to the United States for many years. That's where my work is. What really caught my interest is this whole thing with the illegals coming over the border. Now, for many years, I've been trying to do it the right way. I've stood in line. I have employable skills. You know,
you should get on an airplane. Say you're on vacation, fly here, and you can stay. And you know what? I don't care if you come here illegally and don't get welfare. Come on. I mean, that's my issue. I don't care if you're from Mexico or even, you know, Australia, wherever. You want to come here and work. The thing is, they get here and get put on welfare. I'm doing another segment of Overdrive. Don't hang up, Jack. I'm going to come back to you, then Skip, Albert, Bob, and one other. Then that's it. One segment of Overdrive into the next segment. So I guess that's two segments of Overdrive, technically. And I'm starting to feel a little better now. And I just wear my emotions on my sleeve. I came in here this morning, and I've been looking at all this news, and I mean, it freaks me out that our government's so evil, they're funding Al-Qaeda to kill every Christian who's done nothing in Iraq. I mean, they're not in the middle of the Shiites, the Sunnis. They've done nothing. And they are just murdering them in mass graves.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I'll be honest with you about the whole immigrant thing. The stereotype of Americans being lazy now is accurate. That doesn't mean everybody or even a majority, but a large portion of white people, Hispanics, blacks, you name it. I can't want to be stereotypical, but I can't really say Asians. But I guess I'm sure there's lazy Asian kids out there as well, raised on TV, raised on the culture, are just lazy and entitled and trendy. So, I mean, I see the way Mexican workers work. And, I mean, they work hard, folks, on average. But I see poor blue-collar white people, black folks that work just as hard. It's just that they're in the system if they're a Hispanic American or black American or white American. Or half the kids out there are mixed nowadays. I don't know what they're going to do soon when most of the kids are Hispanic, white, black, white, everything else. I mean, literally, it's all this balkanization. But if you're in the system, paying taxes, getting the insurance, you can't go get the job that the illegals have got. Used to, painters got paid enough to live decent. You don't now. Or carpenters. My dad put himself a lot through college, you know, as a carpenter. You can't make that kind of money nowadays. My dad knew how to make cabinets. He can make a lot of money in cabinetry shops. You know, he'd go work a few days a week in those and a few days a week on the railroad, make enough money. But those high-paying jobs for blue-collar folks are gone. And then the expenses are off the chart, and there's just more illegals flooding, which will bring us down to third world level, which is what the big banks want. They want you poor. I wish Mexico was like Switzerland, and I was battling to get in. But it's not. I want more free countries, more wealthy countries. I'll be honest, I'm sick of the United States. And I know why these folks are sick of their countries, their hell holes. They want to come up here. And here's the thing. There are a lot of people in Mexico or other countries that have it good in their little community, their little town, their little tourist trap, their little, you know, whatever. They're the ones that don't want to come here. The people that want to come here are the ones that don't have a pot to pee in. Let's go back to Jack in Australia. So, Jack, yeah, I've talked to people, medical doctors from Europe, people from Eastern Europe, folks from Asia that, you know, that have skilled stuff. It doesn't matter. You, if you're skilled, try to go the regular route. It's very hard to get in. Or if you try to do it legally, it's hard to get in. But if you just do it illegally, then it's okay. And the Democratic Party particularly is making a ton of money off the immigration lawyers, off all of it in the border states, and off all the other rackets. And the Republican leadership wants the cheap labor. So I don't know how this ends other than the country collapsing. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, Alex, from what I've seen is, unless you are Latino in origin, then the law only, the Dream Act and everything like that only seems to apply to people of an Hispanic heritage.
Why do you think that's the case? Why do you think that's the case?
Asian like myself, someone who is self-employed, Christian background. I served 10 years in the Australian military, a God-fearing small business owner. It seems like under this administration, you're undesirable in the United States. I can't do the sort of talk radio that I do and like you do in Australia because there are laws on the books that get in the way of free speech for broadcasters in Australia.
No, I know. You have a fairness doctrine there. I'm aware of that. But internet radio is circumventing that, and Australians, I know, are starting to wake up. I talk to a lot of them. But look, what's happening is multifaceted. Liberation communist ideology was put into Mexico and the rest of Central and South America in the last 60 years. It's on record. So that all opposition to the right-wing juntas is only communist in nature. So the globalists know how to manage socialist immigrants. They have deals with Western countries that don't want to see their tax base flee like they've done, like Sean Connery, you know, flood England for decades when he was making a bunch of money because they had a 70% tax rate federal. It's been lowered since he came back. They have deals to make it hard for Americans to get out too, bro. If you're black, white, I don't care. You got money. They've been passing laws and regulations to make it hard for you to get out as well. So it's beyond really that you're white. It's about the fact you're a tax base and they don't want skilled people being able to get out. They only want poor to be able to come in. And so that's what's happening. But if I was you, I'd do a YouTube show on it and I would just, you know, hammer on that. I would call it, you know, I'm a prisoner or a prisoner of Australia and just explain. Because again, you want... working people to be able to move easy, because then it creates competition between the countries for skilled labor like Switzerland. And they're an extreme. I mean, you know, it's the hardest country to get into probably in the world. And it's so, you know, off the charts that who knows if you want to live there. It's so expensive. But that's the model of only letting people that have something to offer in. Then it becomes literally like heaven. I mean, Switzerland's just ultra gorgeous, ultra beautiful, ultra low crime. Everybody's got guns versus what we've become. And it's just an example of what dependency does. I appreciate your call. Skip in Florida. Skip, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I've been waiting to talk to you for a while.
Well, good to have you on, brother. The wait is over.
Well, I think we ought to fuel up Air Force One and load all the Obama administration, send them right over there with their swords and guns, and tell them to start working on the Second Amendment over there.
Well, you know, I want to say this about elites. No one in history would follow elites that didn't fight. There were all sorts of dictators, all sorts of kings, all sorts of corrupt groups. But until about 150, 200 years ago, if you didn't put the king or at least his sons on the front line, and kings almost always lost their sons while they're driving like six or seven of them. If you didn't have family members die in a war, you were overthrown. Only now in the modern age do elites march people off to war and their kids aren't in the game. So absolutely, I love all these warmongers. Most of the neocons never were in the military, and they want to have all these wars. What do you think of that?
I think it was their idea. They should start them.
No, I agree. I mean, there's nothing worse than some smart mouth who's ever been in a fight starting fights. Let me tell you something. You've been in some real fights. You don't want to start anymore. Because fighting as an adult male is dangerous. It hurts bad. And you know, there's so many people want to be tough guys, write checks their mouths can't cash. Their mouths write checks their bodies can't cash. And it's a scary situation. And that's why some people now shoot each other. Even though overall shootings are down, there's still the case where somebody starts a fist fight, starts losing, they pull a gun. And it's because they thought something else was going to happen in this fight they got into. Great points. I appreciate your call, Skip. Let's talk to Albert in FEMA Region 10. I guess you're out on the former West Coast. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Doing all right,
yeah,
brother.
I just wanted to give you a little prediction here that I see about this immigration thing. You're going to have these mass populations popping up all over the places and all the major cities and whatnot. And you're going to see gang violence and drugs escalate to an exponential proportion. You know, you got to realize, remember a couple weeks ago, you had that deal about the Border Patrol and the threats on the billboards and things like that from the cartels down in Mexico. Well, I believe that a lot of these immigrants are actually going to be mules for them and distributors for them, and Obama's allowing them in and coming down.
No, sir, that's actually already in the intelligence reports being put up by different federal agencies. We saw those last week, that this fog of hundreds of thousands of people born across extra is a perfect fog for the mules. And people say, oh, well, so what? It's drugs, you know, decriminalized. Yeah, to shut off the criminals making the money. But while it's still illegal, you got to stop them down there because they're the suppliers and they're involved in kidnapping. Absolutely. I mean, my God, I am scared to go to Mexico now, folks. And it's a beautiful country. There's a State Department warning on it. Mexico has collapsed. And it's who was the state senator we had on 2 years ago with the Pentagon prediction that Mexico would collapse within 2 years? I had the state senator on that exposed it. Turned out there's a secret plan with the Texas Guard to try to stop it if the feds won't. We can see the whole border collapse. Look, this is just the beginning. If Obama legalizes these illegals that are pouring across, what's going to happen? Going to bring even bigger floods.
That too, but also you're going to see such an escalation in gang violence, Alex. It's just going to be off the hook with gang violence that it's going to justify the militarization of the police force.
Which will be the false flag. No, I hear you. No, that's it. That's why the globalists get more power. The worse things get, the more power they get. Used to, if something happened bad on your watch, you had to resign or you went to jail. In America, when FEMA didn't help in Katrina, they got double the funding. When we get attacked by Saudi Arabia, we attack Iraq. if you believe the official story. Great points. Bob, we got a minute and a half left. Sorry to Ken and everybody else. I'm out of time. Bob, last caller. Go ahead.
Great. I just want to make a couple of points, Alex. I don't know if you've ever heard Milton Friedman talk about immigration, but I don't care if they open the borders, let everybody in, but you don't get benefits. Okay? I mean,
That's it. Exactly. Immigration's a good thing if the people don't get benefits.
Right. It controls the motivation factor. Are you coming here for opportunity and freedom, or are you coming here for benefits? That tells you it right away. Another thing is, these illegal aliens would be a great way to introduce a bioweapon. Thanks, Alex.
Really good points. We got time to go to Reggie now. Reggie, you got 45 seconds. Go ahead.
A great way to introduce a bioweapon. Thanks, Alex.
Reggie's listening to the radio. Ken in Nevada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Welcome.
Here's my point. We've got a lot of problems with this country, but here's the main thing. You know, if you go to another country and you want to go and work, you got to show papers, documentation, why and how come you're there. Our country, we just let it wide open, and nobody wants to address the problem. Congress, Senate, oh, we got to give these poor people all these different...
And citizens have to pay for it, and it's unskilled workers and kids coming in. It's the worst type of immigrants, period. Criminals, you name it. I mean, it's Cloward and Bevin, folks. I mean, they're funding Al-Qaeda to kill Christians right now.